For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Punch Drunk Sports, a new dawn is upon us. A new era of Punch Drunk Sports. We're in our third era. No, this is our third, maybe our fourth era. How many people have come and gone? You know, with great sadness, we announced that
five studios.
Frank the Mexican has quit the show. He is too busy. I guess he got a couple great writing gigs, and he can't come in here and get verbally abused by us. So we salute him. Frank is always welcome on the show to promote whatever weird shit he's doing. With that said, welcome to a historically, the anticipation for this episode has been a little bit too much for me, but it's a big show. It's the Fart Funnel show. The Jew isn't here yet, so maybe it might not happen.
Maybe he died in a car crash.
You know, let's not talk about it. Yeah, maybe it's possible. You never
know. I mean,
know.
If there's any time you've wanted him to die in a car crash.
If there's any time I would rig brakes.
Today would be top 500.
Yeah, right.
Of days you'd want him to die in a car crash.
For sure.
Top 1,000 for sure.
And you could actually go and make a bet on how Ari died on BetDSI.com. BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. Make that money, man. A lot of great stuff going on. A UFC card. A really good fight night card's coming up.
Pretty good free one. You're talking about the free one?
Yeah.
The Hunt?
Mark the Hunt, Mark, yeah, there's a couple great fights on that one. Yeah. That fight's going on this weekend. Some NBA's heating up. Baseball starting for you freaks like Aaron who love preseason baseball. Get some of that. Get some of that.
How can you be that guy?
I don't know, man.
You go to preseason basketball games. You pay to go to summer league basketball games.
But we're talking basketball, not baseball. Yeah. Okay, and then also Caveman Coffee, cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports and get 10% off that coffee. They just sent me a ton of coffee, and boy, I love it. It's really good coffee. Everybody's there. I got the Caveman Coffee shirt on.
It's
everyone's
a hard guy
got
to get
that
a hold of.
Really?
Tape.
He's just hustling. He's always busy.
He's just never in town.
And then also go to punchdrunksports.com. Get the go on Amazon links. And buy your shit on Amazon, dude. Buy your shit on Amazon. And help us help you help us. And that's it. Yeah.
Who are you texting?
I'm texting Eric Myers wants to call in and tell us about this Kickstarter he has going on. So I'm just sending him our number. You guys can talk.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Punch Drunk.
What's wrong, Tebow? You seem a little tired.
I'm having a shitty day.
Why? Why? What happened?
It's
so early.
Oh, and the door kicks open.
Oh, God.
And the crutches come in first, and the Jew comes in behind.
Oh.
He's got a bag full of, I'm assuming,
this,
vegetables.
Dude? What is this?
Maybe bad fish.
What
some
is
sort
this?
Sort of Swedish cheeses.
Why do you got bags? What are you, Gallagher?
And if you look over there, there's a bunch of warm beers behind you.
Why do you need warm beers?
Because I'm thirsty.
But you're not much of a drinker, and you never drink beer, let alone warm beer.
We're supposed to be getting a call right now.
Mm.
Is he calling in?
I'm going to tweet.
Hey, Eric Myers, is this you?
What'd you say? I'm going to tweet about this real
quick. Hey, no, it's not.
Okay.
It's a Canadian engineering correspondent.
Hey, okay, we're waiting for a call right now.
We're waiting for a call.
You can call later, Canadian engineer correspondent. Call in. Ari, how are you?
I'm great.
Where are you guys going to be?
Well, I got my storyteller show tonight at the Belly Room.
Oh, awesome.
Tom Marrar and Harlan Williams are doing it, and Tiffany.
Okay, can you put that bag down? Apparently, our people can't see your Jew face.
Yeah, sure. And then I'm going to be in Irvine Improv next Thursday with Danish and O'Neill and Jerron Horton.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Tebow, where are you going to be? Talk to me.
I'll be at Harvell's tonight in Long Beach, headlining and doing a show with Stephen Randolph, which should be good. And let's see what else we got. I'll be having lunch with Brian Jarvis tomorrow somewhere on the West Side. And then Thursday, I'll be doing Duncan Trussell's podcast, which brings us to Friday, where nothing's happening. So that's about it for me, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show.
Guys, great show. See you guys next week. I am going to be at the Laugh Stop outside of Akron, Ohio this weekend. Cuyahoga Falls. Laugh Stop with Mr. Chad Zumach. Should be glorious. Please come out and rock. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited. Then I want to say March 30th, I'm doing my first ever all crowd work show in the Belly Room. I have Miss Pat, Russell Peters.
Whoa.
Jessica, Michelle Singleton, and the list goes on and on. It's going to be a great show. All crowd work. All shit talking. All crowd work, all shit talking, all the time. Is Eric Myers calling in? If not, I'm just going to push this. Okay, fuck it.
I would also like to, we'll give you a second to, go for it. I thought you were waiting for him to call.
No, Eric Myers, I'm doing if you go to samtripoli.com, you could check out, I got cast in a animation called Court Ordered based on Eric Myers' life. It's about a 12-step program. I am Cecil in it. I play the guy who's got anger management issues. We're doing a Kickstarter. We're like halfway to our goal. If you can go to samtripoli.com, you can check out the links. Any donation, $10, $20, $50. There's different things. You can have a character in the animation if you donate enough. Any help, drunk punchers, would really be appreciated. So that's it. We'll move on. No calls right now. What are we doing?
Also, one more thing. This Friday at 2 o'clock, if you want to tune in to All Things Comedy, I will be starting The Pod Couple with me and Boon Shakalaka. Episode 1, the pilot.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I met a pilot once.
Yep. Well.
So big news, NCAA tournament. Oh, my God.
And you know what? I'm pissed because I thought it was going to be longer.
Longer than that?
Yes.
Wow.
That's not long enough.
I would go with the metal one if I was you.
Fuck that.
That one has a screen in it to catch anything if he does shit.
Well, no. I'm not worried about catching anything.
That might be too big.
Because Ari, this is what we're using. Because Ari, if any shit goes anywhere, I promise you, you will leave here with two broken ankles. I'm not even kidding.
It's bigger than my butt.
Yeah, too much air is going to get out of that one.
Don't you worry about it.
Out of this
fight
one?
Nanny.
Yeah.
By the way, Frank left.
I'd rather have that one.
Guys,
than
I could care less.
Pork rind?
No.
Pork rind?
No, let's get it. Let's do this. Let's do this.
No, not yet.
I want to go now.
No, it's not going to go.
No, we're going to do it.
We already talked about it.
Give me that ass.
Second hour. Let me see this. Let me put it up against my butt.
You're not touching it.
See it, Sam. I think it might be too big, to be honest.
No, not too big. It's just right.
Let me see it. Let me put it up against my butt.
Nope.
What do you mean nope? What is going to happen then?
Nope. When we're ready to shoot, we'll go.
Let me see how big it is, idiot.
No. You're not touching it. No, I'm using this one.
Well, we have to see how.
Either this one or nothing.
No, you don't. Get to do that. Yeah, let me see it.
Then
let me see how big it is. You can't get one that's like that big.
Yeah, well, I don't have one that's that big.
That one might be too big.
No, it's not that big. And Ari, it's this or fucking nothing.
This seems kind of perfect. Look at this.
No, it doesn't. This seems perfect.
Look at this.
Right
the size.
Ass, I tape it down.
Let me see.
We're
let me see.
Go. No.
What do you mean? What do you think I'm going to do to it?
Black fuck it up.
What do you mean fuck it up?
You're going to try and break it.
Describe what would happen.
You're going to fucking smash it.
Sam, I'm not going to smash it. I'm going to smash
it. Promise you won't
yes,
hurt it.
Yes, I promise I won't hurt the fart funnel. Jesus Christ.
Smash it. Why do you smash it?
Perfect.
No,
perfect.
Hold on. This is too much.
No, it's not. Ari, that's all I'm doing.
There's air escape right there.
Ari, look, Sam, look. No, it's not. Well, you got to bend over a little better and pitch a strike, okay? So that's all I got to say to you. That's it. There you go.
No, this is too big, man.
Nope. I'm doing it with that.
Let's get some uninvolved people.
Nope. There's no uninvolved.
This is too big.
I'm the guy taking the hit off the fucking bong.
I know, but you can't get something that doesn't create an airtight seal.
That's what the fucking tape is for.
Guys, I brought tape, but also that's too big.
It's too big. You won't be able to tape it around the area.
I'm not doing that. Okay?
Why?
Give me this. Okay?
give me that. Give me that. Give me this. Okay, perfect. There
no,
we
here,
go.
Do this one. This one. This
nope,
one.
Nope, this is perfect. This is even better.
That's
we're
way
doing
too long.
This.
That's
no,
way too long.
It's not too long.
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, you can't pick everything.
It's way too long.
No, it's not.
It's way too long.
This
you're not
going to
get it. You're not going to get it.
This is, oh, I'm
you can't
off.
Have a mile-long
nope,
thing.
Nope, nope. This is perfect.
Breathe in. Take a long breathe in.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
No, that's not. Perfect. That won't even let it allow
yeah.
it to. You have no breath. That won't even allow it to get through the thing.
It will. I'll hit it hard. Yes.
Let me attach that
nope,
to this. Let me
nope,
see what that looks
nope,
like.
Nope.
Sam, you can't just keep extending it
I
so
can.
You don't have to actually do it.
I'm doing it.
Sam, for once in your life,
nope.
Honestly, I was proud of you because I'm like, Sam's not going to shirk.
I'm not going to shirk.
Sam seems like he's going to go through with
I'm
it.
I'm not going to shirk.
And we got to have a serious talk about Tebow paying off this Whitney bet.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me get a pork rind.
Nope. Okay, dude.
That
you're not
terrible.
Hey, Ari.
No.
No.
Sam, let me
everything
see it.
Around you smells terrible.
No, Ari. I'm just,
Sam, you're not
no.
even doing it yet. Just
fine.
Let me see it.
I don't care.
Let
I
me
need
see
to do
it,
the
Sam.
Like, I give a shit. Nobody likes me on the show anyways.
People like you because
no.
you're going to rise up like a fucking
nobody
person with honor.
Me
let me see the red thing,
no.
idiot.
No.
Come on, let me just put it on here and see it. What
I
is
refuse.
Wrong with you?
I refuse.
You refuse to even let me see it? Don't be
I
a baby,
refuse.
Man.
I
we're
refuse.
Not agreeing to do it or not. Just let me see it. Jesus. Let's see what we got here. It still seems very long, but
yeah.
this
nope.
is something.
No,
at least.
You can't do that, Ari.
He's compromising.
Sam, I'm compromising for
Candace?
You.
Candace,
that's
close.
Too big. You Kevin, can't. You can't have. You can't have. You can't have two tubes.
Yes.
You can't have a mile long
you
of tube.
You cannot dictate everything, Ari.
Sam,
nope.
Sam, stop.
No. Nope.
This is the same shit you did where it's like I'm not going to say black cock my next five. I'll just do a random five that, by the way, nobody saw. But even if it is,
yeah.
it was supposed to be the
yeah.
next five. You
yeah.
don't do the next five.
Yeah.
Sam,
yeah.
you get a fart funnel.
Yeah.
You don't get to add a mile of fucking. Things to it.
This isn't a mile.
That's right. We'll just use that one. That's already too long.
No.
That's
just
already too long.
Just don't do it.
This is what I wanted, Sam. This is what I wanted. This
nope.
thing.
Nope.
Just don't do it.
Okay.
Just don't do it.
All Are right. you going to shirk?
I'm not shirking.
Okay, then
no.
put that on
no,
there.
No, no, no. It's not your way or no way.
I gave
it's
two
a
options.
Compromise.
I gave two
compromise.
Options.
It's the way of the bat.
It's the way of the
mean?
Bat.
It's not the way of the bat.
I mean, it's like the
where did you define
a,
what the fart funnel was?
A funnel connected to
we,
a
we
hose.
We walked in with this.
No,
the other day, everyone was like,
definition.
Cool. And you go, I got one, too.
Yeah, I got one, too.
And he's like, that's too big.
Why?
That's not even going to seal up my ass.
That's a fart funnel.
It's not even going to seal my ass. It's way too big, Sam. You know it's too big.
Just don't do it. Don't do it.
All right. All right.
Or we can just argue about this for 2 hours and it'll be the most boring
like
podcast in the world.
That's fine. That's
just
fine.
Do it, man.
That's fine.
Put that
that's
on
fine.
There. It's still
that's
pretty
fine.
Good.
Just don't do it.
I yeah. want this.
That's fine.
I want this.
That's fine, Tebow. Yep. Yeah.
What's fine?
That's fine.
Sam, quit being a fucking baby.
I'm not being a fucking
God,
baby.
It's like you're a
I
baby.
I said
that's
I'll fucking do it, and now you guys are trying to put me so I'm fucking going human centipede on his asshole.
Nobody's
Sam,
doing to do that.
Yeah,
Sam,
you are.
Sam, that's longer than any of us had in mind.
I'm
that's longer
that
than both of these
double
things.
Double length.
That's
thing
twice
these
as
things.
Long as that.
Why can't you use, you want this?
That's
clothes,
longer than either
of
the ones I
promote. What's the difference?
Because he's saying this is too big and it overlaps his ass.
It won't get my fart, man. It'll escape. You know what the difference is. Quit being a baby.
I'm not being a baby.
The bet was you suck a fart out of my ass.
Yeah.
Man. Quit trying to move around it.
I'm not.
Then you're going to do that. That's longer than I wanted. This is what I wanted. Using that is a compromise.
Bullshit. This is such fucking
you still got to suck very hard to get that long. That's too long.
No, it's not too long.
It's very long.
No, it's not too long.
You're going to have to suck a while.
I'm not going to have to suck a while.
If you
I'm
going
to take a hit, and I'm going to go the fuck home.
Suck it all up.
No. I'm going to hit it and go.
That's not enough
you're
the fart
no.
to get even
no.
to your mouth.
No,
that's
no.
Not
no. You didn't say that at the beginning of the bet. It was a hit off your ass. That's what it was.
Yeah, but
yeah.
you have to actually take
no,
a hit.
No, I'm not
you can't. You can't
I'm not
light, a,
slow
light a bong.
Sucking
you can't light a bong and then go, and they go, and they say, I smoke pot.
Yeah,
none of it even got up to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah.
I guess you have to ask yourself,
right,
Sam. Are you going to be a man with honor or are you going to be an Armenian?
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Let's do it. Let's fucking
we're doing
do
it
this.
Second hour. We
no, we're not.
About this,
you're not defining everything,
we
Ari.
Talked
this
about
isn't
this.
Ari's fucking
I know,
call.
But we talked about this over email.
When?
We're going
to
do it the second.
When did you say
when
that?
You last week said.
When
we're,
did you
we're
say
gonna
that?
Do, over email. When you said.
Where?
When you said.
Where?
When you said.
Where did
we're
going to
do. Will you stop for a second? Let me answer you fucking asshole, Sam. Why are you being such a jerk? You lost the bet, Sam.
I'm not.
Don't lash out. You
I'm
lost
not.
The bet. Just be a fucking man about
I
it.
I am.
Did I bellyache for a month before getting my nipple pierced?
Let's go.
Jesus,
I'm
man.
I'm saying let's go.
Let's build up to it a little bit. We're doing a fucking entertainment show. Would you just fucking milk it?
No!
Jesus, Sam, have some fucking showmanship.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Let me get out of it. Let me get a mile long thing so I don't have to really do it. Hee-hee! I'm in seventh grade! I outthought you!
I'm sorry.
I bet I can hop from here
to
there.
I'm not being mature about the fart funnel.
No, you're not,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
We have a fucking show. Just fucking do it. We said we're going to talk about NCAA for a while.
I should use Southern charm when it comes to fucking sucking a fart out of your asshole.
Just try not to be a fucking shirker.
I'm not a
shirker,
dude.
I thought you were
actually
going to do it for once. You're like, no, I'm doing it next week. I'm like, hey, well, guess what? Sam's finally rising up. And I guess I should have known better.
Okay. All right.
This whole thing has gotten me really hungry.
All
right. What in the fuck is that? That looks like old. That's not real.
What is that?
This is just some sauerkraut.
Oh, what year? From what year? It's not even good look.
Oh, no, it's red because I dipped Flaming Hot Cheetos in it earlier.
Jesus Christ. I wouldn't want to eat that if I... Ugh. So Ari's eating some horrible-looking sauerkraut.
When you think of crispy sauerkraut...
You think of not eating
Libby's.
Any. You think of not eating any.
Oh, it smells bad already, and I'm not close to it.
Close it up.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
We might need you to start farting in here with fucking... make this place smell better with that shit. guys!
It's like Josh Martin took a fucking cum rag to the face. And when he was bitching about it, you're like, Martin, you have a chance to actually be cool. Actually pay off a bet in a cool way.
A bet that he started.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the NCAA.
I was just going to talk about that. Because, guys, if you go to Punch Drunk's Twitter or Instagram or any of our social media, you can sign up for...
Do you have tape?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see it.
I brought duct tape.
You could sign up
really
for...
About.
You could sign up for the...
packing tape.
It's pretty.
Let me see.
March Madness brackets.
It's the same thing.
The tape is not going to be the issue, Sam.
Well, no, but I got to make sure this gets on
it's
your ass.
It's mostly the smell of the fart.
So go to Punch Drunk's Twitter and sign up for the NCAA brackets. And where we will be giving away 10 autographed fart funnels.
That's gross.
What do you guys like for this?
I haven't even done my brackets yet. I'll do them later. But I
like Maryland okay.
I figured you would like Maryland.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been on a really downturn.
What's that? I'm having a lot of fun with this. Brussels sprouts?
No, just some Brussels sprouts. You know, you got to be healthy.
Oh, God. It looks like mushrooms. Oh, that looks like Brussels sprouts.
I don't want Sam to leave mad. Do you need a massage?
No.
He should leave mad. Because
why are you mad?
Suck a fart out of a man's asshole.
Why are you mad?
I'm very happy right now.
Why?
Why?
Because
why?
That's why I just asked you.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Why am I upset?
I
because you guys have just completely fucking made this about something else.
What do you mean?
You're making this as a shirker because I don't want to fucking tongue his asshole.
What are you talking
right?
about?
Oh, I'm shirking. You're pounding over here.
I never
like
said
a
that.
Fucking baby.
Sam,
me.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, me.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
What the fuck did I say? Fuck you.
Fuck you. Get out of here.
Fuck
good.
You.
Good.
The fuck did I
now,
say?
Go fuck yourself.
The fuck did I say?
What did he say, Sam?
You fucking whining baby.
Fuck off.
Why did he whine? You're the one who won't pay off the bet. You're the one who won't pay off the bet.
I don't give a fuck. Let's
do
this.
Why don't you give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck. I'm so
but
tired.
But why? Why do you brag about lack of caring?
Let's go. Let's go. Why am I lack of caring? I'm lights going.
We're having
I
a fun moment and you're ruining by being a baby.
I'm not. I'm like, let's do it.
By Bill Burr.
Let's do it. Why am I saying let's do it?
We're going to do it in the second hour. We're going to talk about it. We're going to milk it,
Sam.
It's
on your terms,
it's not always on my terms, Sam. I wanted to do it 2 weeks from now. I wanted to do it my last week, but you said, no, we're doing it next week. I was like, you know what? He's going to pay it off. Let's do it next week. It's a big moment, Sam. It's been 9 months in the making.
All right.
Fucking relax, dude. Relax. I know it sucks to pay off a bag of bets.
No.
I know it does. But hold on.
To tongue your asshole.
You know what that would be? That would be using that funnel with nothing attached. That would be what that is. But here we have 2 feet away from me. It's not tonguing my asshole, Sam. This is 2 feet away. This is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. This thing. It's still a foot away from my butt. It's going to suck, Sam. It's going to suck to suck a fart out of someone's asshole.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
So I'm ready to do it.
But just calm down. We're going to do it right.
It's going to be okay, Sam. Do you need a massage? Okay. I will do anything to calm you down.
You're not going
to
get anything. I don't have anal warts, just venereal warts.
Okay.
All this is just like, I don't know, Sam. It's like,
You're acting like a baby. Just makes me want to eat some baby food.
I love baby food.
Yeah.
Just Ari, you've got this covered.
That if Gerber can't calm me down, I don't know what else can.
I feel like I need to be the counselor.
Oh, yeah. Chicken and chicken gravy.
Oh no. You got to get the fruit ones. But I see what you did there. You went with the gross.
Oh, that was horrible. Remember when Josh Martin finally paid off the bet and everyone actually fucking revered him for a second?
I am so ready to pay this bet off.
No,
I want to do it right now.
That's good attention. You ever want to fuck a girl?
I want
to
do it right now.
Another day.
I want to do it right now.
No, I feel that.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about our NCAA first.
All right. What do you want to talk about, Ari?
Then, who do you got?
I like Michigan. I think Michigan's going to be very interesting.
Why did you yell at Tebow? What did he even do?
Because I'm
why
over
you lash
it.
Out, you're a baby.
No, I'm not lashing, and that's fine.
Why
I can get
yell
blamed because I always get blamed for
what
everything.
What are you yelling at Tebow for?
It's just I'm over it. He's fucking. He hasn't done this fucking bet forever, and then he's fucking calling me out on my integrity. And it's just my relationship with Tebow, and we have fucking blowouts like this.
Yeah.
And it's just the way it fucking is.
You curse too much.
Hey, man, that's who I am. And you know what? If people don't fucking like me, then what can I fucking do?
Like
I bust
you.
My fucking
people
hump
do
for
like
the
you.
Show. I get so
people
much shit
like
on this fucking
chicanier.
Show.
Everyone does, though.
No, I get the most shit.
Because you shirked on the most bets, probably.
I don't shirk on the most bets. I lose more than everybody, and I pay my fucking
everybody.
Shit off.
You know you're not going to win that Clippers bet, right? Sam, I'm not going to lie to you. This is not going to be great. It's not going to be great.
I know it's not going to be great.
I've been eating bad food.
Do you think I'm excited about this?
I've been eating bad food.
I just want to get it over with so I can talk about sports and not be fucking. And by the way, Okay. I don't even care, man. I'm just over it.
Pork jerky?
No, I don't want pork jerky, dude. I don't want any pork jerky.
You really brought
beef,
everything.
Beef jerky?
This is like the worst restaurant to go to right now. do you want to go see if he's outside? If he fucking walked off and bring him back fucking in?
He left his stuff, so that's...
Where's he going to go? He doesn't have a car. The bus doesn't come for 45 minutes.
Go tell him to come back in.
Just, Sam, you're going to be a hero when you suck this fart out of my butt.
I get it, dude. I just want to fucking do it. Can we just get it over with?
I hear you. This is what LeBron said like 2 hours before game one of the finals. Got to wait. I got Carolina or Maryland. Those are my top favorite teams
in
the world.
I like North Carolina, too.
I don't think Maryland's playing that well
right
now.
I think Roy Williams is probably going to retire if they win it.
You think so?
I think he's ready to move on. Yeah,
I think
he's ready to move on. He's gotten old.
Because of that injury?
Yeah.
Because
it's just like going up against Coach K in his backyard is got to be impossible. And he was kicking Coach K's ass until Coach K became the USA men's basketball team.
Who was kicking Coach K?
He was beating up. He was having better teams than Coach. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was at Kansas the whole time.
No, when he first moved to Kentucky.
Carolina.
He first moved to Carolina.
They won a national championship right away. Yeah, I get it, man. You're distracted. I do this when I'm going through a breakup.
No.
Because my mind, I try to like concentrate on my act, but my mind goes to that. Yeah, I know. It's a big moment in your life. It's a really big, overwhelming thing. Have to suck a fart out of a man's asshole and a man who hasn't been eating clean. I mean, the broccoli started early yesterday. I had two hard-boiled eggs. You ever have those hard-boiled eggs in a bag?
Ari, there's going to come a point where our friendship is going to come in to question during this, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're going to keep pushing it. And I'm going to do what I got to do, okay?
What does that mean?
I'm going to take a hit, a fart, off your asshole, okay?
Full hit, breathe
okay?
in. Hold it for 5 seconds.
I'm not going
and then
to hookah on your asshole. See, here we go.
We already said hold it. It was this. Let me do it.
Where did we say that?
A long
where
time
did
ago.
We say let me, it? Let me I know, do, you're making
show,
stuff
show,
up.
This is what I want.
You're
this
making
this
stuff
is what
up.
This is what I want from you. This is what
you're
I expect.
Making
this
stuff
is what I expect
up.
And what I would do.
You're making stuff up.
Ready? This is what I wanted.
No.
That's not even 5 seconds. That's just a full hit.
If anyone says no.
That's a hit. If anybody's taking weed, that's the minimum.
Too brute.
That would be the minimum of weed. Swallow. That's a hit. I guess you hit it. That's like the minimum. God, I'm so hungry for turkey and turkey gravy. Ugh. when Tebow
this
comes
might
in,
be
you
the
should,
shortest podcast.
When Tebow
I've
comes
ever
in,
done.
You should just apologize right off the bat.
I'm not.
You should be like, hey,
I'm never going to apologize. Nope. I'm really over it. And it just, it is what it is. And this is
you're
how
you're over your
be.
Lash out?
I don't think I lashed out.
I was definitely lashing. And it wasn't inwards.
I can't fucking win.
I know.
Can't win.
I know. Because you keep making these bets that are loser bets. What else have you lost? What other bets did you lose? Not what'd you pay off, but what'd you bet on? Do you remember? What was the five black cock bombs?
I don't remember.
He's very dramatic.
I don't care.
He left and he's not very happy.
All right, that's fine.
He's got to come back before the fart final.
Well, he is storming down the street, like very dramatic. And I told him that we talked to you and he's not having it.
Sam
he doesn't
say
give
that
a
he,
fuck.
Sam, oh, that's you guys are pretty much similar about not giving a fuck. Over it and not giving a fuck. Yeah. We should call this episode either over it and not giving a fuck, over it and not give a fuck, or the fart funnel. Depending on how much Sam becomes a man today.
How about over the fart funnel?
He's red state teep right now. There was no reasoning with him. He's bright red screaming in the hallway.
I don't even care.
I love it when one of us in here screams so much, the face gets bright. Kind of like you can't even get the words out.
He was spitting.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am.
Does it, maybe some pork rinds will calm him down.
It's fine.
He's gone. He was running down the street.
Damn, that sucks.
Where's he running to? His fucking bag of leaves that he sleeps on? Where the fuck is that? Should I go get him? Do you want to carry it?
Yeah, go get him. Go get him.
Are you going to run, Sam?
Caller, if you want to call right now, we'd love to talk about the fart funnel. You got a caller. Come on in, caller. Let's hear what you have to say. Hold on. Let me get this. My headphones here. Caller, you're on with Ari and the fight lady.
Hey, I was wanting to call and talk to my buddy Tebow. Hell, I ain't beat off in a while, so I got my chi up pretty good now.
What's up, Jeb? Have you been listening at all to this podcast today?
Oh, yeah, hell, I just had a seizure yesterday, and this is the last goddamn thing I needed to happen today.
Yeah, you want quiet, really, more than anything. Quiet and low lights.
It's very loud.
After a seizure.
Yeah, hell, I was just going to call him mainly to talk to y'all and try to talk to Sam about some shit if he's still on here.
Cousin Jeb, let me ask you a question. No, Sam just went to talk to Tebow to not apologize to him.
Oh, you asked me all the questions you want to, boy.
Okay, do you foresee Sam paying off this bag of bets, this fart funnel, in a honorable, full, like, I clearly paid it off fashion? Or do you see him shirking in some way?
Well, I'm not... The only thing that I'm familiar with the term shirk is Sean Shirk, and I don't really think goddamn Sam's going to pay up on this bet on that bullshit.
Well, no, he's not going to be Sean Shirk, for sure. It's whether or not he'll take a solid hit. I mean, this is what you want, really. Just that.
Yeah, tell him to rip it like a big old beaker bottom. Just hold it in like he just ripped some goddamn butter or something, boy. Just tell him to hold it in deep and...
Yeah, if he really wants to pay it off.
Yeah, he needs to hold it in now for sure, at least a couple seconds.
At least a couple seconds, right?
Yeah.
I hope you're not doing that for nothing.
Oh, yeah. He better not do it for nothing. I almost texted him yesterday, like, Sam, you will be doing it tomorrow, right? Because I'm not fucking eating all this shit if you're not going to do it. Shirkanian. All right. Well, thanks, Cousin Jeb. Who do you got for the NCAAs?
For the NCAAs.
The NAACPs.
NAACP, I guess we'll just say Ben Carson. Hell, that's about the only one that's looking like right now. Hell, Ben Carson or, hell,
hey.
I don't really know. Damn, NCAAs are no bullshit. I guess we'll go ahead and say.
Look how down he sounds.
I know.
Hang on. sorry, Cousin Jeff. That was the most down I've ever heard you.
We need someone positive to call in.
He's upset. He's upset about it. Jesus Christ. Here's my problem. Sam is always doing this. He's always trying to pay it off in the least way possible. He always thinks everyone's out to get him.
Yeah, that tube's ridiculous.
That tube's ridiculous. First of all, and it's so long. Just this alone. He wanted to attach the two.
Yeah.
This is already longer than I wanted. This metal one is longer than I wanted.
Yeah.
Plus there's a fucking, what's this called? A screen, so no shit can get in there. I actually wanted to try to take the screen out.
You should. He deserves it.
Oh, and obviously, if I feel any semblance of caca coming out of me, I'm going to be pushing that out. I'm going to be as hard as I can as soon as I see it.
This is a proper office.
Do you have neighbors? Have they complained at all yet?
Not yet.
Does
not
anyone yet. Scream as loud as these guys?
No.
God.
Well, business deals. I said sell at 97. You sell. I didn't tell you to wait till 98.
All right, we got to call.
Okay, caller, you're on the air with Punch Drunk Sports, the home of the Shirkers.
Oh, shit.
Calling for Dean.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, what up? Just hug my nugs.
It's what?
Hug my nugs.
Hug my nugs.
What's up? Hug my nugs.
He was doing the live fight one.
How you guys doing?
He was doing the what?
He was commenting a lot.
I just wanted to say, I think Triple E could probably back out of this bet. Because Ari's ass looks like the sand creature in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but he already knew that. That's a good point. He already knew that going into the bet. He already knew my asshole looked like a sand creature from Return of the Jedi before he went into the bet. That is a
right.
I will accept the insult on my asshole, but I will not accept it as a reason why Sam should not do the bet.
No.
What do you think? Do you think he's going to go through with it, or do you think he's going to shirk in some way? Do you believe in Sam, or do you not believe in Sam?
I definitely believe in Sam, but I don't know. There could be diseases after that.
Oh, there will be diseases. That's not up for debate. It is a diseased asshole. This is too long, right?
Way too long. And he's going to do what you said. He's barely going to take a hit.
Yeah, he's going to make it go from there to there.
Yeah, and he's going to say he did it.
He's going to say
he did it. Like a rookie puff, probably, right?
Yeah. This is the one. Short, and then if he has to recoil.
If he sucks the fart, I will definitely send a picture of me fucking the wall.
Fucking a
wall? You owe us that anyway.
I know, I owe you that anyway.
So you're saying you're going to do that regardless, you fucking a wall. You're going to send a picture of you fucking a wall. What is that from, the fight?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's possible he would do it. But I think last minute, you know how sometimes you have to take a punch, like a fake punch from movies, and last minute you flinch?
Yeah.
I think even if he goes down there to my butt with it on his mouth, I'm going to do this. He can go, and then he's going
to
stop.
That's what's going to happen, and he's going
to
say
maybe what you could do, if you let Teeb tape it to your butt, maybe he could tape it to his mouth, too.
Oh, maybe.
I don't think either one of them are coming back.
You think neither one are coming back?
They're going to go talk it out in a meeting.
Too? Yeah, Sam went to go chase Tebow.
Okay, I was going to say, I tweeted Teeb telling him to go back, but
I was chasing him down the street. He was very dramatic.
What was he saying? What was he doing?
He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going in there. He always disrespects me.
I mean, it's true, but it's funny to me. Those guys, they have such a weird fight dynamic. They just argue all the
time.
They
live together half the time, though. They need to just get some space away from each other. It's Sam's tiny studio, Teeb's on the couch.
That could be sexual tension.
Yeah,
you know? It's definitely sexual tension for sure. Excellent point. Excellent point, caller. There could be sexual tension. Look at this. This is fucking perfect. You got tape all around it. Yeah.
So now it's you and Fight Manny right now.
So what does he say? He never respects me. Well, he doesn't. But like, why is it the podcast? We're finally.
He's like, he should be yelling at Ari. Why is he yelling at me? He always takes it out on me.
He should be yelling at Ari. That is true. A lot of times, instead of yelling at me, he will just yell at Teeb.
And I said that, 100%. And I go, Sam understands that. He apologizes. I was just making up lies. I was like, he's so sorry. He apologizes.
He said he refused to apologize. And then he literally said he will not apologize because he doesn't give a fuck. When did not giving a fuck become a bragging thing?
No.
Why, when did apathy become
the classic walkout was when he couldn't think of that dude's name, though.
Oh, that was a great one. Once I realized he was struggling with it and I got in on him.
Yeah. He's like, how do you guys not know I can't think of something?
Oh, that's a good suction. Yeah, that's a good suction. I'll never do that one, though.
How about that one? That's what I want. That's what I want. And then that. That way he can go sideways.
Maybe give Sam a back out. He could lick a testicle.
Oh, that's it. What you're saying is come up with solutions.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not the fart funnel.
After it's been showered, maybe.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen for weeks.
You suck a fart or you can lick a nut. Oh, no. Another boy just heard me say that.
Do we have any more callers?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Real quick before we go.
Real quick.
Hey, Mace, say hi to Punch Junk.
Hi.
No children.
Not be listening to this.
Hey, kid, have you lost your virginity yet and taken mushrooms? It's time to do both those things. All right, thanks, Carl.
I'm teaching him about mind expansion for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. Acid, mushrooms first, and when he hits 12, then acid.
Not till 12 at least.
Yeah. All right, good luck with your kid. Sorry you didn't pull out.
I got another one.
All right, next caller on Punch Drunk. Do you think Sam Triple E will shirk or pay off his bet with honor? Something the first it will be the first time in Armenian history someone will show honor.
Hey, bro, it's John Smith, bro.
Hey, John Smith.
Hey, when are we going to pay off the bet, man?
I know. They're working it out outside,
there's,
I guess.
Yeah, there's no one here with us.
I don't know why.
No, I mean our bet.
What's our bet? Oh, John Smith with the slap.
Oh, is he the fly swatter?
Yeah.
He asked me to do it through Tebow, and I said I would do it, but it's only because I won't hit as hard.
When is Tebow coming to the store?
Doesn't he go every night? You mean when is John Smith, bro?
How about tonight? Can you come tonight?
No, tonight's not good, man.
Okay. How about over the weekend?
How about
Tebow's not going to be in Irvine.
He's not going to be in Irvine.
How about next week?
Well,
see, this is a guy who's trying to pay off his bet. He's doing whatever he can to pay it off.
Yeah.
Although Sam wouldn't even let me see this fucking funnel. Like, let me just see
weird.
It. And he goes, no. I'm like, what do you mean,
he
no?
He thought you were going to stomp on it.
Well, Jesus Christ. In his world, in his crazy world, that's what people do. One time I had a girlfriend, and she was cheating on me, sort of. She was, like, dating somebody. I don't think she had fucked yet, but she was dating somebody. And I saw flowers the guy sent to her. And I was like, fuck. And I just sat down, and I was like, what the? And she's like, are you going to hit me? I was like, what? Who do you normally date? Yeah. But I'm like, do you think that's what I should be doing? Why'd you even bring that up? And I wasn't thinking about it. I was just upset. What's your question? Who do you got for the NCAAs?
Who do you think GSP is going to fight at UFC 200?
I don't think he's going to fight. I think he's done.
You think he's done?
I think he's done forever. I think we're talking about him like the way we talked about Barry Sanders for 3 years after he retired. Like, no, he'll be back any day. He'll be back any day. And I think he's done. I think he's training the same way, you know, Joe Rogan trains for fun and to stay in shape. I don't think he's back. I think he had a good long career. That's what Rogan said last week, and I kind of like it, where it's like, he's done. He's done. He had his whole career. There's no reason
to come back. But what if he came back to fight Anderson, though?
Then
what? Because Anderson's pretty much done, too.
I know. Coming off a loss and then a fucking disqualification and then two straight losses before that. This is the Anderson-GSP fight we wanted to see. GSP out of retirement, Anderson Silva off pretty much four losses in a row. Or four straight fights without a win. Nobody wants to see that anymore. That's just an old time sake. That's Pacquiao Mayweather. Still people watched it, but it was like way too late.
Well, it's one last payout before they go.
I know, but they both made plenty of money. They don't need this payout. And it ain't going to be good for the fans. I mean, just talking about legacy, forget about money. Forget about money for a second. Just artistically, this ain't a fight anybody wants to see.
No.
You know what people do want to see? A man suck a fart out of another man's asshole. Yeah, you wanted to see it 7 years ago. It's like wanting to see The Cure, but not now. I want to see him in fucking 97. I know, 92.
Well, it's the same thing with Mayweather and Pacquiao. Like, yeah. That fight happened way after the fact.
Yeah, well. If you'll back up maybe 1 minute in this conversation, you will see that I mentioned something similar to that. Any other callers?
Not yet.
Okay, great. I don't think you can do it.
We have the most live viewers we've ever had.
Because it's the fucking fart photo. I know, guys. I'm trying to get it done.
Oh,
I'm trying to get it done.
Are you leaving too?
No, I'm going to put my asshole up against that fucking monitor.
Is that okay?
Second. What are we on now? Daily Motion?
Yes.
That's allowed, right? Nudity?
I mean, you've tested it before.
That wasn't for science. That was random.
Yay. Ah, they're both back, everyone.
It stinks in here. Is that your foot or is that all the shit?
Oh, Jesus. What are you doing?
Did you run, Sam?
No, I got my car and grabbed
it.
Jesus Christ. I cut away, man.
No, don't cut away.
This is what happens when you guys leave me.
I want to do this right now. I want to get it over with.
I understand.
I don't want to talk sports. I just want to do this and get over with.
By the way, can I just say, the bag of bets itself is, I think this proves how quality the bag of bets are. The amount you're fucking worried about this.
I just want to do it, okay? No, that's not what I'm doing it with, Ari. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to have for the rest of my life a picture of me that no matter what I do in my life, is going to come up of me right next to your asshole.
Hold on, Sam. Hold on. I've seen all the stuff you've done on stage. I've seen pictures of you.
Yeah.
With crazy, crazy poses.
Yes. Not one of them is me near a grown man's asshole.
Let me look at this here for a second. I'm going to look from your point of view.
It's not happening, Ari. So you can either do it this way or we don't do it at all.
So let me show me how much you're going to suck on that to get it off. No, not nearly enough. That wouldn't get the fart out.
Way enough.
That won't get the fart out.
That's a full ass.
That won't even get the fart into the thing.
Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
No, Sam.
Sam,
can you feel that?
No, but Sam, Candace? suction happens immediately. But for Candace's skin to get all the way through that funnel to your mouth.
Well, yeah, it can't happen because it's attached to her, you dumb fuck.
Sam, let me put a little bit of water on the end of that and see how long it takes for you to suck it all the way down. Water? You're against water? Okay, yeah, there you go. Your stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
now we know air is not.
Okay, go ahead. Suck that. You just dropped all that, stupid ass.
Really close, Ari. You're really fucking close right now.
I'm sorry you didn't go to school, Sam. It's not my fault. I love how when Sam drops shit and spills stuff everywhere, he blames everybody else. That's all he ever does. That's all you ever do. You just blame shit on other people. How do you spill? Imagine a child spilling. And go, Mom, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you getting on me?
That's most children today.
Yeah, I'm a nanny. They're monsters. Okay, I'm sorry for your job today, Aaron.
Yeah. Now it's getting on me.
I can see that. I can see that. That's fair.
Aaron, we apologize. I think my mic's dead.
You think your mic is dead?
Yeah, I turned it off when you left. So.
Oh. Let me see that thing.
Yeah, we got it. There we go. What thing? See what thing?
The red thing.
This thing?
No, the red thing. Tube.
Oh.
Oh, well, I don't know where it is.
It's on the floor.
Floor two.
Sam, give me the tube.
Jason, it's behind the table.
How angry are you, Sam?
I'm ready to fucking quit the show, to be honest with you.
You can tell it's a good bag of bets.
I don't need it.
We've had the most live viewers we've ever had to watch you shirk.
Is that true?
It is true. We are
either let's do this right now, Ari, or not do it at all. I just want to get it done.
Okay, let's do it. I'll touch this.
I'm not doing that, Ari. All
right, let me touch this.
Nope.
Let me touch that. Jesus, everything nope.
Yeah, okay, Ari.
Let me see the thing. Nope, you're not even looking at it. Jesus, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, where were you raised? With any sort of work ethic or no?
Okay, Ari. Yes, this has everything to do with work ethic.
Let me see one of those.
Floor and pop it up.
Quit on everything.
Did you,
What?
Have you been eating all night? Shitty foods all night?
Yeah, all night.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you eat?
Hot Cheetos, the sauerkraut, sardines. Do you know sardines are gross?
I know sardines were gross. I didn't know they would make you shit your pants.
Your biggest issue is the picture of you next near my butt?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now, I've seen your butt.
Yeah. Remember that time in the back of the comedy store, everyone was posing with my balls? You remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was posing like that close to my balls?
Mm-hmm.
Men were doing that. Not babies.
Gay men. A lot of gay men were doing that.
Well, Scary Perry. No, Scary Perry wouldn't do it.
Now that part right there, I should be able to staple gun that to your ass.
Not even funny how bad this is.
Help him out, Sam. You're the one who spilled it. Did I spill it? I'm trying to remember if I spilled it.
I'm blaming you indirectly.
Yeah. Jesus. So violently against it.
What was the bet of this anyway?
Sam sucks a fart out of my ass.
No, no. What was the actual?
UConn, Connecticut, Kentucky. Kentucky wins the national championship. I said that doesn't lose till the end of the season. They still have the SEC tournament.
This is literally from a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
From last year's tournament?
Yeah, it's about a year. But I've been gone.
Oh, I know that. I just didn't know that was from that long ago.
Yeah.
Because here we are, March Madness again.
Here we are. Most people watching in our history.
Is that true?
Yeah. Ask Aaron. That's what Aaron said.
Wow.
And Sam is fucking trying to do all the...
Now, this part,
sure it's
not I a should...
memorable moment.
This part,
you
I should
want pictures, Sam. You should want these pictures.
Staple gun this to your
forever?
Ass.
You're a comedian. This kind of picture helps your legacy. You ain't running for office, Sam. This kind of picture helps your legacy. I took
office.
My dick out on HBO. My fucking flaccid cock.
I'm wearing a
rise
mask
up to the occasion.
I do this, by the way.
Rise up.
I'm putting on a mask.
To do what?
A mask?
Yes.
No. Well, if you have a mask, what's
no,
the problem?
No, Sam. No, Sam. Come on. Stop.
I am. I'm wearing a mask.
Stop.
We all wear masks.
We all wear masks in some way or other.
Now, this part I should nail to your ass.
I don't know about nailing. How would nailing
I'm not sure if this tape is good enough for me.
I have the duct tape.
So ready.
It might have to be duct tape and that tape, and I can wrap it around like your taint, almost like a bathing suit, and then taping that to your ass.
You want to make a diaper.
Yeah, exactly right. I want to make a diaper.
Because you want to rip all the hair off. You're mean.
I want to make a duct tape diaper and get this thing really secure on you.
Duct tape diaper?
Yeah.
Remember, at some point we thought it'd be better to put the tube up my butt, and then and
is that
so there's
an
no
easy
leakage.
Thing for you, Ari?
And oh yeah,
have this as a gas mask and him breathing it in. That was on the tip for a while, but then
I think you just wanted something stuffed in your ass.
That was ended up being the problem. I'm so thirsty.
Gross. Old English 800 malt liquor, 24-ounce can.
Yeah.
He said his stomach
warm.
Hurts when you guys left.
My stomach does hurt. I've been really punishing myself. Sam, let me ask you a question. Are you going to think of like a happy like situation in your life or like a moment where everything was good and pleasant while you're doing this? Or are you going to like be present in the moment and like really understand what you're doing? Go ahead and get on Fight Nanny's mic to answer that question.
I'm going to wait until Aaron's done. Just because you don't tell me what to do.
Why don't you help Aaron? This is the other one who spilled coffee everywhere.
And I'd be more than happy to do that.
This is Aaron throwing a temper tantrum, by the way. Just so you know, we've had 3 temper tantrums tonight. And the way you two throw it is way more volatile than the way Aaron throws it. Aaron does a seething.
Yeah, but that's the vengeful kind. Like, that. Mine was like hard on your sleeve, like, this is bullshit. Yeah. This is the kind like, yeah, go to sleep, motherfucker.
Oh, right.
One of you guys just go to sleep. look whose car just got his brake lines cut. And that's that kind of fucking meltdown. That's the way scarier version.
Yeah. If I were you, Sam, I would imagine like a family trip when you pass by like a sulfur farm or something, a plant, where you're like, oh, a bad smell, but then you're still with your mom and dad.
This is the tape we should use to tape it to your body.
Okay. My body?
Yeah.
My butt.
Well.
You want to tape it all around my body?
Like, I think that we make a duct tape diaper. And then just to give it like a nice secure feeling. Because what if Sam's got his hand on the hose and then there's an earthquake, Sam, and then he pulls the hose off and then we got to redo everything.
Sam, this is what I want. This is what I want. I don't think I'll get this in here, but this is what I'd like to get. Not the minimum, but this is what I want. Ready? If this is this long. Full breathe out. Fart comes.
No, that's never happening.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Here's the minimum of what I would accept. Fart comes.
Dude.
Anything less than that, I would consider a shirk. Now, I would like you to rise to the occasion and do one of these. Fart.
It does not matter to me. Does not matter to me.
Old. I'm going to get high off this?
Nope.
Would you be able to, are you going to be able to actually fart on command almost?
Yeah, I mean, I've been holding it in. I mean, we got to work it up too, for sure. How are you feeling right now, Sam? What's going through your head right now?
2 different things of beef jerky.
Sam,
you got
get
pork,
on the mic, Sam.
Pork
get on the
rinds.
Mic on our podcast. Get on the mic, Sam, and tell us how you're feeling right now.
No.
We can't pause the recording, Sam.
Wow.
How are you feeling right now? What's going through your head?
Ari, just to let you know, every time you tell me to do something,
I'm not telling you. I'm asking you a question.
Just,
how do you feel?
You boss me to go on to
oh,
the
yeah.
Podcast.
I'm asking you to participate in the podcast you run.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, that's commanding you what to do.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, don't help. Don't try to make this a better experience for viewers than us alike.
Snarky, bro. Keep it going.
You're a fucking pussy,
dude.
You're
an asshole.
I may be, but at least I pay off my goddamn bets.
I'm about to pay off. I'm ready to pay it off.
Yeah. Trying to go every which way.
No,
pay.
I'm not.
That's
I'm
like just, the guy, the rich guy who pays 3% taxes and go, I do
I'll
my part.
That. I'll take that.
Jesus.
I pay my debts.
Jesus Christ. You do not pay your debts. You never did those 5 Black Hawk
You're
bombs.
Crazy. I did too.
No one attested to hearing it.
Yeah. They weren't at every gig.
No one attested to hearing.
I did it. Why would I lie about that?
Hold on. Why would you lie to get out of doing something you didn't want to do?
No.
Here's a possible reason to get out of something you don't want to do. This is too long. I mean, maybe we should ask callers. I mean, they're all gonna. Here's what's gonna happen. When you say people hate you, they're gonna tell you, Sam, that's way too long. That's 3 feet. You 3 feet is not what you wanted. So if you don't care, then don't worry about people telling you that they hate you. You say People, everybody hates you. This is the reason. Because you try to get out of shit.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's just like an Armenian. Oh, I never said officially.
Keep going. Keep talking.
Whatever anybody does, don't tweet at Al Madrigal, punch drunk, spill a coffee in your office, Al. Because that guy is
Al
Madrigal. Yeah.
Yep.
So Aaron did nothing wrong.
You guys,
Aaron did nothing.
A gift card. Aaron, what's your favorite cookies? I'll bake you some cookies next week. This is so sad.
We'll get you a roll of toilet paper.
I'll get you something. I'm a girl. I'm nice. You guys are animals. You just animals. Make him scrub your mess.
I agree. It's ridiculous.
I didn't make him do anything. Oh, ridiculous. My God. Where do you keep pulling all this food from?
What's happening?
Is broccoli and hot peppers or something?
Cabbage?
Peas, cabbage, and broccoli?
Curried cabbage with peas.
Ugh.
A little bit of broccoli.
Everything on this table is everything children hate to eat.
Do you still have more stuff, or is your bag of tricks done? Because I'm really impressed.
Do you have a bag full of balloons that you farted in that you can just inhale and create double farts?
Nice.
Quinoa was an underrated one. Especially, quinoa only works if you...
if you have a mask, you shouldn't be ashamed of the photo. And you
I thought you meant like a surgical mask. Oh, that mask is totally fine. If you get full air...
No one will know that's you.
Oh, yeah.
If you get full air going through, I'm totally fine with that mask. I thought you meant surgical mask. Can you put this in your mouth? Can you get it in? I'm totally fine with that. I'm all about fairness. That is totally fine. I would say do that with this thing.
No. Yeah.
That way you don't have to get this picture.
Nope.
You're worried about this picture,
yeah.
Sam.
No.
Unreasonable. Why you're not successful.
What were you saying?
Unreasonable. Inability to compromise for the sake of the betterment of the good.
Let's make it personal.
Yeah, man. If we're a block, I drop an N-bomb at you. But you're not. So this is the only thing I have to go on. That's what people don't understand about racial slurs. It's not about you hating the race. It's about you trying to hurt that person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. This seems like it'll hurt you. I don't care. But,
that's exactly what it is.
You know, if your wife cheated on you, I don't know your wife. I'm like, hey, I fucked your wife. And you're like, oh, damn it.
Wow, you too? Everybody but me's fucking this cunt. No wonder she won't fuck me. Everybody else is. El Sniffo. El Fardo.
El Fardo.
Are you guys ready?
Sam, did you find the email where I said second hour?
Do you have a fucking...
What?
One loaded in the chamber. What else do you have in your bag of food that children hate?
Quinoa. I mean, this is already finished.
What was this?
Asparagus.
Jesus Christ. And this, you've been eating just all day this morning. You've been eating this shit.
Since yesterday at 7 p.m. Last night was just dipping hot Cheetos, flaming hot Cheetos.
I'm looking at it. It doesn't say anywhere about second hour.
Look again, Sam.
No, I am.
What did I say? What did I write?
Either of you guys got tape for the fart funnel. Boom, boom, boom. No.
Earlier than that. Earlier than that.
Sam wants to do it this week, so I'm honoring that. I'm going to start preparing tomorrow at lunch. We should get into some NCAA stuff, blah, blah, blah. I've already tweeted about it. People are going to be tuning in all over the world for this.
What's the blah, blah, blah part?
Okay, we should get into some NCAA stuff, and then let the rest go towards the madness. Yeah. That doesn't say second hour.
This is all the madness, Sam.
No, Sam. You're interpreting it like you always do.
This is not the madness, Sam. Looking back, do you think this is what I meant? Definitely having a fucking old English here on the table.
Love quit the show and came back.
Is that a baby? Is that baby food?
It sure is. It sure is baby food.
He did not like that one.
It's chicken and chicken gravy.
Oh, God.
Right? Now, would you describe this moment as madness? Because I would.
I describe the last 24 hours of my life as madness.
By the way, Sam, if you want any of this...
I'll take that malt liquor.
I'm not going to have you relapse during the fart funnel episode.
Yeah, no.
That's the only thing on this table I'd see that I'd want.
I mean, if I can feel it, if I can feel the suction, I mean, if I can feel my fucking hemorrhoid being pulled by your mouth, that would
There's only one way that happens.
So good.
Duct tape diaper. That's the only way you're going to be able to feel that suction.
So you should start doing the funnel right now because it's 1 o'clock and then Sam gets it over with.
Okay. Ideally, I would think 1:30 would be the perfect time.
No, we're doing it now.
He's not wearing the mask for nothing.
The diaper's going to take a while.
Yeah, let's go. Get this over with. The worst moment of my life. Let's go. No, I'm not touching you.
Oh, bad sportsmanship.
Candace, your reign here is going to be really short.
Sam, I offered to massage you to calm you down.
Sam, do you want to massage you?
I'm bringing everyone cookies next week.
Can you massage my butthole to loosen it?
Yes.
None of us will be here next week. What's that smell?
I can't wait to quit.
I know, you guys are going to get not allowed. I
cannot. It might be sauerkraut or it might be the baby food.
I'm so ready to quit this show. I'm so ready.
How can I take you serious with a mask on?
The truth is, if he wears that mask the rest of the show, then quits the show.
Yeah.
We could easily replace just him. Get somebody to wear the mask and just constantly say it's Sam.
Yeah, Sam, if you do quit the show, just don't take the mask up before you leave.
Yeah, if you're quitting, stick with the mask.
Continuity.
It'll be El Samo.
That's a pretty cool mask, actually, with the bird.
It looks expensive.
I went to the Clipper game with the son. I instantly got on a Jumbotron.
Really?
Instantly.
Oh, hell yeah.
They're like, don't let this guy leave without getting frisked.
Did I ever tell you how I knew that Asians are just naturally funnier than white people? I was at a Clipper game, and they were showing the dance cam, and they were showing people, everyone's into it, and they show this old Asian guy, like 45 years old, and he's like an Asian, like he doesn't, you know, and he's trying to dance, but he doesn't know how to do it. Everybody starts laughing. Then they cut to a few other people in the dance cam, and they go back to the Asian guy, that same Asian dude, and everyone starts laughing again, and they go one other person, they go right back to the Asian dude, and everyone loved it, doing the same dances as everybody, but he's just Asian.
What was he doing, like, just goofy?
Fart funnel, let's go!
Fart funnel,
enough
fart
with
funnel.
This fucking lollygagging!
Set up the cameras. Candace, set up the cameras so they can get this.
Am I allowed to do that, Aaron?
Where are we going?
In front of the cameras.
I don't want Aaron to be mad.
Let's move that shit back so we have space.
Over with.
All right, I'll move those back to there or twist them.
I just want to never.
Sam, okay, so now that you're back on, let's talk about this. Does your mom know? Does your relatives know about this? Does anyone in your family know?
Nobody knows. Nobody Aaron, can we do this, please?
Yeah, yeah. So let's
go over there by the couch and let him tape the fucking shit to your ass.
Yeah, let's set up a. Okay, here. You just come set up
TiVo, can you tape that?
Wait,
I can't
on,
wait.
Bring mics over, too.
Yeah, they're not gonna. I'll do play by play.
So here.
No, don't touch the equipment. Let him do what he's doing.
I know. So keep it going. No, no. Okay, wait. Okay, I won't go towards sideways. I'll go this way. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move this one.
This is the one we're using.
Yeah. Apparently, that's the only one Sam will do.
And then, do we have a nail gun?
No nail gun.
Yeah. Are you shirking Jew?
Are these all on?
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, you gotta get into this.
Anybody want any chicken baby food?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ari only flinched at that. Everything he ate was fine, but when you took that baby food, you were not happy.
Just a second. I'm gonna wheel in here. Right into Ari.
Hello.
We're gonna not have any of that. What we are gonna have is some gold.
Ah! Stop! Why do I have to lose? I didn't make any bets. I didn't lose any bets. Why do I have to lose?
That was an accident.
You're going to regret doing that to me.
This is so dumb. I hate my life.
Yeah, I feel bad.
You all to sign the petition if I end up losing my job.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, that's good.
I will.
In there.
Oh,
yeah? Really in there.
Like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want this. The taint is what I'm worried about.
Here, you got to spread your ass cheeks a little bit. There we go. Can you hold that tight there?
Okay, I'll hold it tight. Candace, maybe use your tongue and get over here and... Ow, fuck, come on.
Sorry, dude. I was seeing if it would rip hair off, and it does, so now I know that.
Hey, Candace, hold the thing near his face, the mic, so we can hear what he's saying.
It's Jason's face?
Yes.
It doesn't stretch that
much. Yeah,
it'll pick him up, okay.
Yeah, you hold that. Ari, I need you to hold this funnel here.
I'm holding the fart funnel.
As I duct tape this.
Sam, how are you feeling? This is reality now for you, right?
I think I feel
it's becoming a reality. You can see it's solidifying as a thing that's going to be in your life. What are you going to think of? Don't put it there.
I'm sorry. It was an accident.
Hey, let him do what he's got to do. That's his job.
You're not. I
he hired him to do this.
No. Fuck it
hey,
up.
Tebow, I give you full authority to do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, I just want to keep testing this duct tape.
I'm sure it will rip hair
out. Come on, I was sweating. Now it's sweating. You're going to get a fart sweat.
I This is the worst day of my life.
Aaron's too.
We're going to come back next week.
I went on Rich Eisen last night, yesterday, to promote this. Rich Eisen, talking about Punch Drunk Sports. We're legitimate now. That's why the most viewers are ever tuning in. This is the real.
I loved how Rich Eisen just blew through my name, too. He's like, yeah, he works here on the Red Zone. Okay, who's your favorite Yankee? Let's get this fucking guy out of here.
I think he's ready.
What?
I think you need more tape.
Oh, no,
we need
lots more. There's an opening right here.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do the crack? That's going to hurt, though, when you rip it.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
He offered the crack. Ari's down.
I got you, Ari.
Does that cover it up?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's tight.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get this straight to the top.
Yeah, you get the undercarriage. You get the undercarriage.
47.
Well.
Oh, that's a lot of taint hair.
Yeah.
357 people watching live.
What's the record for most live people?
357. This is it. Hundreds of people.
What's the All Things Comedy record? Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I thought you were talking Punch Drunk.
Del Rey?
You guys had the 100, like, you had the record with, like, 100.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Why is the shirt coming off, Ari? Ari's taking his shirt off.
I'm sweating.
He looks like he has, like, a devil's tail coming out of his ass.
This is what Jews look like.
With this giant fucking...
No, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Just fucking do it.
Just let him know. When
I'm pushing it out. I don't want
just
to
just do it. You got Hang fucking on. 10 seconds.
He doesn't
no,
have.
I gotta push out a fart. You gotta give me a minute.
Ari, I'm telling you this
I'm
right now.
I'm trying to push out a fart.
If you
Sam.
Shit, I will beat the fuck out
Trust
of you.
Trust me, Sam. If I shit, it'll take an hour and a half before it goes to your mouth with the fucking shirking you're doing. So relax.
This is horrible.
Ari is pretty much naked.
Let me show what you're gonna do.
Now, why are you taking hits off his ass without a fart?
Because he's showing what he's doing. He's doing honorably. Don't fucking get
I've
on
I've done creepier.
It's probably true.
Sam, is this the first time you've hooked up with a Jew?
No, I banged tons of Jews. Dana's a Jew.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, Dana's Jewish.
Yep.
She's dating an Armenian? Yeah.
Does that make you hate her?
You fucking asshole.
I know. And
you did date an Armenian. Hey, whatever happened to her? She was cute and cool.
She realized.
I swear to God.
She realized
she was cute and cool.
Yeah. That you were out of your pay grade.
Let's go.
I'm trying.
Yeah, a good slap.
I know, I'm trying, but I don't
want to piss. Dude, I'm being honest, man. You got a minute.
I'm trying, I don't want to piss.
No, this isn't like 45 minutes of me and gay porn, okay? This is weird. Let's go.
Sam.
Whoa.
Let's go.
No, it's going to be longer, Sam. I got to work it up. I don't want to piss. You want to piss on the floor? Is that what you want?
No.
I'm going to piss.
Why are you going to piss?
I got to go to the bathroom. Why? Because I have your...
You can't go to the... If you go to the bathroom, you got to leave that tape to your ass.
Dude, this is it. You either fart or you don't. Nope,
Sam.
This is it.
Do you want me to piss on the floor?
Yeah, pee on the floor.
No.
Clean coffee.
Aaron, am I allowed to piss on the floor? Because I'm going to piss on the floor if I do this.
This is fucking retarded, dude.
Oh, really? Is it? Is a guy in a Lucha Libre mask about to suck fart out of someone's ass?
Yeah. Let's
yes, it is retarded. Let's go. Hold on.
I mean, you look like you have a devil's ass.
I need to pee. I'm going to pee. Right. So, Sam, what do you want me to do? I'm going to piss.
Just pee in your pants. How about this? Pee in my mouth. I'll catch all the pee in my mouth.
Do this.
So you can just fart.
I'm trying.
Just walk and do this. Put on your shirt, cover your crotch so we don't get offended, and let's go. God damn.
If I hold my dick.
Oh.
What's wrong with you? You look like you're in shape a little bit.
Because I got to fart, but it's like...
That has nothing to do with being in shape.
Abs.
Yeah, I'm going to piss. Oh. I'm going to piss.
You're going to walk out with that tape?
Just leave that taped.
Leave it taped, dude. Just cover your
That's
crotch.
That's a long walk.
Put a shirt over your ass.
It's a long tail.
Give him
a
shirt.
Ask yourself, what would Satan do?
You guys, this is the worst walk of shame.
He would not take...
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Yeah. And that sound was Ari removing the duct tape from his bare ass.
The worst podcast ever.
So far, this has gone exactly like I thought it would. Top to bottom, except for I wasn't anticipating the double removal.
Wow. There's a lot of hair.
Now you gotta undo, take off all the tape, and do it again.
Yeah.
Wow. I would think you would have been a little more fucking pee-free, a little ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I peed before, but I got to pee again. I don't want to piss on the floor. All right, you guys continue.
I can honestly tell you this, Ari. Yeah. Not a single person in this room wants you to piss on the floor.
Thank you.
No.
So even you saying that, it's really not like a revelation. Because nobody wants you to piss on the floor. Guys, we should do something to him. Hey, should we poison his food while he's gone? No poisoning?
I'm already risking my job at this point. I'm now canceling it.
We'll vouch for you. We'll vouch for you.
I don't know what good that is. I'm supposed to be in charge.
We'll blame it all on Ari. Ari's the only one that's untouchable. So we'll just be like, yeah, Ari did it. And what are you going to do? Comedy Central's going to come after his ass. I wonder how this fucking shit is.
Wait, what is that? Oh, the quinoa?
Quinoa, not bad. A little spicy.
But was fine with everything except the baby food. He gagged a little bit.
Yeah, because it's chicken.
Yeah, I would never do
flavored.
That. But look at that. He was eating that like nothing.
That's like 99-cent store.
It looks expired.
Sauerkraut. It definitely looks expired, but he said it's because he was dunking.
That's so disgusting. I want those Brussels sprouts. Do you think he'll miss them?
Probably not. I guarantee you he doesn't finish that Old English 800 malt liquor 24-ounce.
I'm giving everyone Starbucks gift cards and chocolate chip cookies next week.
Wow.
Yeah. I love
You're going to have to burn that fucking funnel.
You can keep it. Let's auction it off.
Oh, there's a lot of garlic on this.
Who's going to raffle that off to? Ugh, disgusting. And now he's just going to fucking crutch it right back in. Well, guys, so far, I firmly believe, and I know I've said this before a couple times on the show, but I really do mean it this time. I firmly believe this is the best podcast we've ever had. Top to bottom, one of the best episodes of ever.
This is the worst one ever.
Oh, did something bad happen when I was gone? Because other than that.
No, I can't wait till you guys listen to this. You guys sounded like grown babies. I tweeted about it. It was really good.
Really? Punch drunk sounding like grown babies? I find that hard to believe.
I'm missing Frank so much.
Do you really not like me?
I like you.
Oh, why are you laughing?
Because I really love you.
All this is. it's so ridiculous.
Did Frank
and the funniest thing is like, it's all so ridiculous and stupid and retarded and meaningless. But the only bottom, like, underlying theme that it seems to be happening is Aaron's going to lose his job because of Punch Drunk.
For sure.
Go tape him again, dude.
God damn it.
No, go tape him. Don't let him get out of that.
Ari, thanks for my lunch.
I think he's got it set perfectly.
Do you want some quinoa, too?
No, thank
you.
I've
eaten plenty. Let's just get this done quickly, guys. Well, that's easier said than done.
Well, that all depends on his digestive system.
Let's go. Let's do this. Ready? Let's go. Ready?
Come
what's that?
To come around. Retape.
I'll give you a quick retape. Let me see.
What'd you go to school for, Aaron?
Let me see if this tape works.
No, not Tebow. None of what tape works. It works. We've already analyzed it.
But your crack is showing.
Let's just keep them up quickly and get it done.
Well, we're going to be here until 2 regardless. What time is it now?
I'm ready to go.
Oh, it's only 1:11.
I just want to do this and go. I'm going to head out.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I know, but you got to go till 2.
Here you go.
So we're not showing balls on the internet. Why?
Oh, yeah, it'll be the first time balls are on the internet.
The asshole was okay.
I might not post this video, I'll be honest.
Well,
all right, ready?
Wait, Sam.
You pulled it out.
If you're watching live, then you're getting a treat because it probably won't ever get posted, the video itself. And I blame that on Ari's balls, dick, ass, taint. Okay, pretty much just the whole shebang.
Wait, Sam. I'm telling you, I'm going to be trying to force it out. It's going to take about a minute.
Top 500. Yeah, you guys can just have your own dialogue. Top 500 worst ideas.
I'll tell you when it's close.
Punch Drunk has had this week.
It's close. Here we go. Here we go, everybody.
Here it comes.
Took the hit.
That worked.
That was good.
He hit it hard.
The judges will accept that.
He hit it hard. Bet paid, non-shirked. Non-shirked. Ow!
Yeah, the tape gets him twice.
Did you taste it?
Yes.
Sit down. Let's describe what we just went through.
He hit it good. He hit it hard.
Oh, it stinks.
We spilled a gallon of coffee.
That's an asshole. That's Jew asshole.
We smelled a gas.
Oh, it stinks. You smell it?
No. I think the mask made it worse.
I smell everything. The mask might have trapped it into your fucking face.
I smell it. You guys must have done a lot of coke.
That's all broccoli and sauerkraut. Those are the strongest scents.
Oh, that was
when you open that sauerkraut, it's a doctor. Did you taste it?
Yes, I tasted it.
The funniest is how, like, sexual Ari got with it. It's coming, it's coming. I'm about to come. Baby, I'm going to come. I'm going to come, baby. I'm going to come, baby.
I'm going to throw up. I'm so...
Didn't he really get like that, though?
What?
Do you need a mint?
You want some gum?
You need a mint or gum?
Oh, you want some gum? I got a piece of gum.
I need a time machine so I go back and not make this bet.
Oh, I would go back way further than that.
Oh, God. That was awful. Oh, my stomach is queasy.
So is his.
Yo, yeah.
By the way,
this is what we're going to do right before I went to Australia. When I was going to go that night to Australia. And I was like, we can't. I got to shit. And by the way, I ended up shitting on my pants in Australia anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
I diarrheaed right into him.
That's one of comedy's most famous stories.
Was what?
Comedy's most famous stories.
Shitting myself.
What are we going to call this? The worst episode ever?
No, we're going to call it Fart Funnel.
Oh, yeah.
Ob.
I mean, I feel like it went smooth without a hitch.
Okay, some negatives on my part. I mean, if I could have just sprayed liquid shit into that thing. That would have been a win. I did everything I could
to do that.
Let's go to Aaron on that. Aaron, what are the rules on spraying liquid shit on the internet?
That would not be good.
What about in Bill Burr and Al Magical's studio?
That would also not be good.
I think so Aaron loves us, but we just found the limits of his love. That's what I think we did. We just found the limits of Aaron's love.
One or multiple of us may be killed by him.
Wow, that was great. Sam, what were you thinking of? Were you just zoned in? What was going on?
I was just like, go, get it over, get it over, get it over.
You took a solid long hit.
I did. It took longer than I thought. And I literally go, why are you still sucking?
And then you're like, I don't know. It just
That's what you said in your head to yourself?
Yeah. I'm like, stop breathing it in. Okay, we got a caller. This should be fun.
It's probably Dice.
Caller, you're on with Punch Drunk. Where are you calling from? What area code?
There we go.
Hello? You're on with Punch Drunk.
The 424.
Is this the Felcher?
Nice.
The Felcher?
No, not the...
I'm watching the internet. I somehow stumble upon this thing called Punch Drunk. I see a funnel attached to Ollie's asshole, tripling in a wrestling match, and I can't get enough of it.
Classic Dice.
What was your favorite part, Dice?
I mean, I see you're a Jew on crutches is a good part. You got some sort of cream of wheat soup up there. I can't, the whole thing is unbelievable.
Cream of wheat soup. Cream it's crispy sauerkraut.
Cream of wheat soup.
Soup, yeah. Cream of wheat soup.
Unbelievable. I mean, the guy's taking a hit off your asshole like it's a bong. I couldn't believe it.
Now, Dice is
I really can't talk. I'm so fried out right now.
By how much
screaming and crying? I'm fucking burnt out.
By how much you loved this segment, Dice? Are you willing to lift the ban on Ari?
Dice,
I'm gonna lift the ban for the next 30 minutes. If Ari, you can get over here in 30 minutes, you're unbanned. But after that, you're banned because you rifled through my affairs.
Okay, but first of all, that was two houses ago for you. And can I get to your place in the valley? You still in the place in the valley?
I don't want to say it on the air, but you know where it is.
Okay. Can I please, guys, come on. It's been 12 years. I didn't rifle through your affairs.
Now, I don't really remember what happened. What exactly happened with these affairs?
Go ahead, Dice.
Real quick, I'm looking on the internet. I'm watching it again. It's the replay. It looks like the Tin Man is eating out of his balls from behind.
That's great. That's going to be on my tombstone. Tin Man ate Ari's balls from behind.
Dude, if you get a picture of that on your tombstone.
For you, Sam? I mean, this is a big thing for you.
Believe it or not, it's not the worst thing I've ever done. There's been way worse.
I did some weird shit back in the day, Dice. I got weird.
So I guess you got that going for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Wait, hold on. Somebody here wants to say something.
Yeah, I actually
invented the fart funnel.
When did you invent the fart funnel? I thought Jackass invented it.
I have a patent copyright. They have to pay me anytime they use it.
Do we have to pay you now for using it?
Yeah, $30,000.
$30,000?
We've never brought that in the entire...
history of my life.
Definitely.
Yeah, I have Bill Burr call me. Good friend of mine.
I don't think he is, Wheels.
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Find that hard to believe. Questionable.
Give me the phone, you fat fuck!
You fat fuck.
Sam, could you smell it more or taste it more? Or is it they're
I
linked, right?
Smell and taste.
They're linked, right? Smell
yes.
and taste?
Yes. I got the full understanding of what goes on in Ari's body.
This is the original experiment.
Do you think you'll ever taste food again?
No. It's like Tebow's bit about eating ass. Everything is bland now.
Is it like was it a kosher fart, Ari?
No.
Have
it
you
was
had
not.
Your insides blessed by one of your fucking what are they called?
Rabbi?
Jew doctors?
High priestess?
I can't believe you sucked a fart out of my asshole. There was suction. You could feel the suction. Sam, you did it for long enough. I was afraid you were just going to go, but you like did it. I was like, and right before you stopped, I was like, yeah, that counts. Isn't it? And then it was like, that counts, and stop.
It was very sporty, too. Like, he had his stance down. He had
oh, really?
Hands.
Oh,
choked,
I want to see it.
Choked up on the funnel. Hit it. Turned. Blew it out.
You
waved
can't
to the crowd.
How would you rate the fart? As you know, in terms of your all-time best, or was it just okay?
No, just okay. Now, no, obviously, what you want is one of those farts that lasts like 25 straight seconds.
Wow. I've never had a fart like that.
Have you ever had one that lasts 10
Are
seconds?
Are you a moose?
How about 10 seconds? One of the goes like. Like one of those would have been tremendous.
So retarded, dude.
Would have been tremendous.
The internet has exploded with excitement.
People sure. tweeting at you?
All 300.
They're calling it the best show ever. I'm like, how is that possible?
All 300 people.
Nobody talked this whole time. They were screaming with a lot of silence with Candace telling everybody she's getting them Starbucks gift cards.
I'll tell you this. Aaron, just let us know flat out. Top three best podcasts you've ever seen or what? Yeah, hey, he's nodding yes. He's nodding yes, everybody.
Hey, Dean, you're coming in after this. What do you got anything?
Oh, yeah, this place smells like a green room of a rock concert.
Is that Del Rey? I'm a big fan of you, Del Rey.
Hey, fuck yeah, Dice. How about you let me open for you?
But, you know, I got a bone to pick with you. You're wearing the leather, and you know who the innovator of the leather is.
Oh, yeah, mine's fake leather.
He's giving it up for you, Dice.
I wear pleather fingerless gloves.
Pull your pants up.
Why are you still naked, sir?
Felt right.
It does not feel right. It feels very wrong. And now you're standing up with your cock right in my face.
I got a question for the fight, Manny. How do you? Your life took a wrong turn somewhere to end up here.
This is my dream, too.
your life did take a wrong turn to end up.
I'm punching sports and getting DP'd by the Diaz brothers. It's like dream.
Oh, Nick Diaz was at the fucking comedy store. After yeah. you,
I saw him again,
all bruised up.
Yeah,
I feel like if I was out there and the fight name was there and she saw Diaz, I would have to hold her back like you do with a pit bull
Dude,
when it wants to go bite
that.
Somebody.
No. You gotta let him go.
Well,
you gotta let him finish
their
dream.
What would happen is I'd be shaking because I have real bad anxiety. So
because you're
really
orgasming.
Nervous. Well, that too.
Oh, I'm nervous. Oh, I just came.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Hey, dog, looks like she's orgasming and shit." I heard about this. Damn, all bruised up.
Yeah, his face is all fucked up.
What happened?
When Nate Diaz was back at the store.
Right now, though, when we were on camera with the fart funnel, I was like, I'm going to go watch kids in 30 minutes. Like, this is not okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You're like, do your homework because you're getting a fart funnel, you little faggot.
What's better, watching kids or watching Ari's asshole with the funnel attached?
That's a good question.
My favorite part.
What's better? This is way more entertaining.
My favorite thing is that. You forget Dice is online, and then out of nowhere, he just drops a bomb.
I didn't know he knew how to be online yet.
Your spirits are picking up. It seems like the fart is leaving your system.
Thank you.
Yeah, your spirits are picking up. You look happier now. Now
you look your old self.
Do you think this is like how Ren Azizi felt after the lie was done? He could just move on with his life.
Like when he was like in the limo leaving Howard Stern?
Yeah. Like okay, we're finished with this now. Do you have any sense of relief at all,
Sam? Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It's nice, right?
I wish we had done it earlier and then we could have had a productive podcast.
I feel like this was as productive as we're going to get.
No, it would have been way better.
The base of this is the fart funnel. Now,
two different people stormed off. We spilled a coffee. Uh-huh. I'm not even joking. You guys think I'm joking?
Sam,
Aaron is going to murder one of us.
Aaron's definitely mad.
Yeah, he's
so now, let's talk about Bag of Bets in general. We got to pay him off in a timely manner, you guys. Forget, this is like whatever. When somebody's gone, fine. But as soon as we can do it, it's got to be paid off in a timely manner. For the bets that it's like the next day, you got to wear a cum rag or whatever it is, it's got to be the next day, no matter what. No matter if you have, the point is, if you have a big meeting with Sony, you got to wear a fucking, a mask of cum.
No,
of pubes.
Dude.
Whatever, when we say the next day, it means the next day.
If you have a big showcase, something big going on, there can be. It only helps the show. If T-Ball has a meeting with Sony to sell something, it only helps the show. If it's
to help his career.
But
he can do that with a mustache full of pubes?
No, he can't go, hey, guys, don't mind this.
I prefer
this.
It
is just Jew and Armo pubes.
Well, then the language should have to change. Instead of next five sets, just any five sets. But if we're going to talk next five,
there could always be an asterisk going, if you have an important meeting or something.
No.
Yes. Dude,
you just got to eat it. You just got to eat it.
Like writing in your diary?
Yeah, whatever it is.
You know, you should keep that and try to sell it on eBay.
I don't want to touch that.
Who would want that?
I feel bad. Who's throwing that
it's
away?
It's every
Sam,
end of it.
Where did you get that funnel? Is that like a July 4th?
I bought it online.
Oh, did you really?
That's like a beer bong funnel.
Yes, it's a beer bong funnel.
What's it made out of?
Fucking
plastic.
Plastic? Yeah, that's how you do it.
It's not
bad. Was it 40 cents? Because it's clearly very
No, it's like $13. $13. It's like $13.
Well, I'm glad I did it, man.
Man, I'm glad you did too.
Now, let me ask you this.
So what do we have left on the table? Go ahead, ask that.
I just want to ask this. Do you think, like, now, because I know you and I both have addictive personalities, you're going to be, like, hooked on the brown?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I already eat ass.
The brown air. Are you going to go down to MacArthur Park and be like, I need some fart. Anybody got fart?
Yeah,
anybody
man.
Got fart? No, get that crack out of here.
Fill my funnel with some of that good shit.
Okay, now that Sam's paid off this bag of bets, and by the way, this was not, you did, waiting until now was not a shirk at all. This is the first opportunity we had.
Oh, now it comes out.
No, I'm saying it's not a shirk at all.
He actually preferred to go now.
Yeah, I said, let's do it in 2 weeks. Sam said, let's do it right now. Sure, let's do it today. We did it. Now, Tebow, yeah. I am here for 2 more weeks. You have got to pay off this Whitney bet before I leave.
All right, I'll figure out a way.
What was that picture you put out that you were doing it?
Yeah, but that was only season one. They don't have season two. I've already watched season one, and then, if you guys don't recall, I watched season one, and then there was no season two, so then you guys go, well, we got to find a way to get season two, and then I have to rewatch all of it. So whatever I did for season one, you guys negated.
Yeah, because it took so long.
Aren't you supposed to film yourself doing it?
Yeah, you should Periscope that.
Periscope. It was a Periscope.
Wasn't you should Periscope
that. Yeah, streaming it so people can watch you
Periscope
watching it.
Periscope you watching it.
So or just webcam, live, whatever. Yeah, some Periscope is fine. That'll work. Yeah. Just leave it up and just fucking watch it.
So a 30 straight hour Periscope?
Yep. What we had was you can split it up to 2 days. So watch all of one day and then maybe even take a 1 day break, I think, maybe even been there, and then the next. And so now it's way longer than 1 day break, so you got to go back and do it again. It's like if you read half
it's like
a book.
12 hours and 12 hours.
Yeah, but it's like if you read half of The Hobbit and then you put it down for a year, you don't just start where you left off. You got to back up some.
I can't read, so I would ask my mommy.
Does anybody want the rest of this?
To plead desperately.
Old English 800 malt liquor.
As a matter of fact. I would. So
you got two weeks. And that means paid off. Book report in on the 29th.
Well, that's the fucking easiest part. The book report.
So you're going to watch it this week, I think? Would that be work? I will give you this even. Sam.
Is Whitney on Hulu or anything? What's she on? You can go over to the Manthony's and watch that.
It's not on Hulu. Is it on Hulu?
It wasn't on Hulu.
Go to the Museum of Radio and Television.
And it should be. Hi, I'd like to be here for 30 hours, please. And I can't leave till I'm done. I can't blink. And my friend's going to Periscope me nonstop.
Do you have the two seasons of Whitney's? Alex, I'll take
There is another bet that's not paid off.
$200?
What?
You have one more bet that's not paid off, too.
What's that?
The I Heart Black Cock shirt that James was supposed to send you.
Oh, what do you have to? What was that bet from?
He had to wear that during one set, and then James was going to send him the shirt, and then I don't know what happened with that.
All right, you still have to suck my dick.
And you have to suck his dick.
I'm saying that one.
You do.
What was that from, by the way?
You do.
What was it?
It has to do with baseball and who would finish bet. What?
It wasn't a bet. You guys were arguing about something.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'll do that if you suck my dick. And you're like, fine.
I'll totally suck your dick right now. I'd love to.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it was a bet.
It wasn't a bet.
It was a bet.
I can't. Are you really getting this in your mind that it is a bet? It was just me saying, like, I'll suck
your fucking
dick.
So you guys, what you're saying is you guys both agreed to seriously make a bet where the loser was really going to go ahead and suck the other guy's dick.
It was something like the Lakers used to play in Minneapolis.
That's what I was saying.
If the Lakers play in Minneapolis, I will suck your dick right now. Even though, of course, I knew they were from Minneapolis.
Just suck his dick, bro.
All right, bring it out. Let's do it.
Suck his dick.
So anyway, listen. You get that black cock, love black cock shirt from James. James, that's on you when you're done fucking banning people from our fucking Twitter account.
I hear that all the time. By the way, did you just shit your pants again?
Yeah, a little bit.
God, this whole area just fucking...
It's the quinoa. It's
whatever
the quinoa.
It
is. And then, Tebow, you've got to pay this off.
Yeah, all right. Talk in 2 weeks.
My left nipple is bigger than my right nipple.
Your left ball looks like a basketball, and your right ball looks like a grape.
That happened naturally.
Everything in you is fucked up.
I'm so emotionally.
Want some broccoli,
right,
Nanny?
Now.
Fight, Nanny? You want some broccoli and cabbage?
Yeah, I want all the healthy stuff.
No.
Thank you.
I think we should end the show early.
No way. Why?
Because I'm burnt out.
You went on a 30-minute drive. You
No, this guy's fucking stoned as fuck off of his fucking...
Oh, maybe. Maybe you... That's a.
Do you feel...
Talk to AA.
High?
See if that's a relapse. See if second.
What do we call that? The Auschwitz? Is that what that's called?
It would be great if I smoked so much that smoke came out of my butt when I farted. The Auschwitz.
Technically, I relapsed.
The Auschwitz. I like that.
The gas chamber.
The gas chamber.
I'm thinking about doing one right now myself.
Oh, really? You want
just a quick ripper,
Sam?
See
can
what
you,
it's like.
Sam, can you work the tape?
Are you really
he
willing
would love
to?
I can fart again.
For what purpose?
Oh, I thought you were being serious. I was like,
me
what is
too.
Wrong with you?
I wasn't gonna call him.
Yeah,
on
yeah, just do.
For what purpose? For what purpose?
Curiosity.
We got any callers who saw that?
I guess so. I mean, we have the world record of live views in the history of all things comedy. Tuned in to watch pretty much. People scream at each other. People storm off. The one time Sam buys the, oh, wow, you have a new bucket size of coffee? I'll take one of those. The one time he buys a bucket size coffee, that gets spilled.
Oh, yeah. That was a bitty big coffee.
But, guys, we're willing to raffle off the fart funnel now that Sam's had his mouth on it and Ari's had his. And, by the way,
it's
your
so
asshole
gross.
Is disgusting.
Oh, you saw it up close, right?
Yeah, it looks like a fucking mini cheeseburger.
Dude, it's fucked. It's fucked. It looks like a cheeseburger somebody smushed up.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with it? Why don't
no,
you get
I've,
it
I've
fixed?
Ever since
I don't have
you,
time.
Dude, when
you...
You
have time to fix your asshole?
I don't know, you're a doctor.
First
I,
of all,
I'm
you just
to do.
Bleach it so it's at least presentable.
Ever
it's
since you had that
every,
horrible...
Every second shit. It's a,
you have internal hemorrhoids.
Internal hemorrhoids and external.
Oh.
I go both ways. I'm
so you got warts on your dick and hemorrhoids on your asshole.
Your asshole looks like the bottom of a boat.
Yeah.
Just like just barnacles and fucking...
I'm sorry, Ari. That sucks.
Sea creatures.
Yeah. Yeah, that right.
sucks.
It didn't really hurt. It's more of a...
We got a call.
Party.
Oh, this, I'm sure this will go good.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. What do you want to talk about?
Welcome to the
you're
last
so,
episode
so
of Punch Drunk Sports.
What's up, motherfuckers?
What's
Who's
up?
This?
Sounds like Dan Mintz.
I'm fucking Jose Diaz, man. I'm my fucking job right now, so I can't fucking talk all that loud, man.
Who are you?
Jose Diaz. Jose Diaz, motherfuckers.
Who's Jose Diaz?
What do you
Diaz?
Do, Jose?
Why are you whispering?
This is his job. He's at his job. He can't
I'm
talk
at
that
fucking work, motherfuckers.
What are you,
why are you speaking?
What is
maybe
your
you shouldn't, maybe you shouldn't worry about raising your voice.
Yeah,
cursing
maybe you shouldn't say the F word as a noun, adjective, and verb.
hold the fuck on, man.
What? Yeah, we're on a live
thank
show.
You.
Hold on.
Sure.
Let's get another caller. Let's say, hey, are you at work? Caller around with Punch Drunk Sports.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
We don't have any girl callers anymore. What's going on?
Because I was the only fan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember we got our first female caller? We were so excited about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Remember Mac Hard?
She's
hey,
like,
Sammy!
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, what's up, man? I was calling in. I'm sitting with my girlfriend watching the show.
Who's
what'd you think of Sam's rising to the occasion for once?
Oh, it was awesome, man. I was just teaching my girlfriend about sports. She's never seen the podcast before. She's going to be an asshole.
Great first podcast to tune into. Great first podcast. Honey, you got to see these guys. They're really knowledgeable about sports. What sport is that? Oh, that's called the Auschwitz.
We got one pick for the NCAAs, and that was it.
gold medalist in felching. What all could you see when you were watching the internet live? How much of Ari's disgusting Jew body could you see?
Man, she walked in the bathroom and got to miss that big old basketball thing hanging out of Ari's ass.
See, hey, you're laughing a little too hard. You're laughing a little too hard.
Yeah, I'll show her later there.
Okay, turn off your radio.
I got a question for y'all, though.
Turn it off. Hang on.
What's the question?
There we go.
How fucking awful. Where did you call from? Meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's student listening council? To us and talking at the same time. You ever hear on the radio? Turn your radio off.
Oh, yeah.
We were hearing ourselves talk.
Hey, guys, I'm calling from the Democratic National Convention.
Guys, I'm at an EDM concert.
I can't hear you. I cannot hear you.
Guys, right now, to get your picks, is Golden State going to win 9 games or less? You're going to lose 9 games or less?
Yes.
Well, here's the only thing.
What do they have now, 5 or 6?
They
have 6.
To the Lakers.
For 2 weeks.
Iguodala?
Iguodala's gone.
3 out of 15.
They have 2.
They what?
They have 2 games against San Antonio.
That's a split. And maybe they lose both if San Antonio's like, let's time to make a statement.
Yeah. And they could fall to San Antonio's only 2.5 back.
They're barely winning games, Golden State. And now, I don't want to take that away because that means you're a great crunch time team, but they're not blowing teams away. And obviously
sometimes
the Laker thing is like it's an anomaly. But, like, how many games do they have left?
15.
And if they go 13-2, they do it? No, if they go...
They can lose 3.
They go 12-3.
They can't lose 4. They tie it if they lose 4, I believe.
So if they go 12-3, they break the record. Oh, I think they'll do that. I think they'll go 12-3.
They could, yeah.
I think they might lose 1 or 2 of those to the Spurs, and then maybe
how
one
crazy
to everybody
would it
else.
Be?
The Oklahoma City was their big test, and they got by that twice.
What if, I mean, what's San Antonio got to do? They're only behind them by...
No, now it's like 4 games. Look, fight lady.
Yes.
Fight statistician. Statistician.
NBA standings currently.
Vagistician. Can we call it the vagistician?
I like that. I like...
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
Or statistician.
That's what it is. I like all of these.
Statuatics. Statuatics.
Twatics.
Or what about statistics, cunt? I mean, I know it's not really a play on words, but you really get the chew of everything.
How about gashistician? That's hard to say.
That is hard to say.
What do you got?
What are you looking up? NBA standings right now?
On Bleacher Report.
You're looking up.
Oh, yeah, you can just go standings, bottom right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many games back are they?
Golden State.
San Antonio's playing.
I know, but I think they're
lights out season, and they're still in the
San Antonio's 56-10. Golden State is 16-4. So they're back.
What?
They're 60-6. Excuse me.
So if you're,
there's 16 games left.
Yep.
You got 56 wins.
It's 82, right? 82 and 84 in hockey. 82. Yeah.
You got 56 wins with like 15 games left, and you're not even the best team in the NBA.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, they have 10 losses right now, and if Golden State doesn't get 10 losses, they cannot catch them. So they can give them 2 of the losses. Let's just say San Antonio runs the table and doesn't lose again.
Yeah.
They can give them 2 of the losses. They still got to lose 2 more games in those 16, in those 14 in order for San Antonio to tie them.
Yep.
That ain't going to happen. They're going to take first.
How many playoff games do you think they lose?
I think they could easily lose to San Antonio in the finals. I really do. Conference finals, yeah. Yeah,
I definitely think that.
I mean, and I don't think they would take it lightly either. I mean, I don't know how well they got through them last year. How well did they march through the playoffs last year?
Well, they didn't have to take on San Antonio.
They did not. Why? Who beat them? They were bad last year, right?
San Antonio lost to the Clippers in the first round.
Wow.
Yep. And then this is where you like to say, have they ever been out of the second round?
Have they ever been out of the second round?
Damn.
I mean, in their history? For real? I don't know. No, never. Man, it ain't going to happen this year.
Even in the San Diego days?
They were terrible in the San Diego.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. Maybe they fucking had one magic year in the 70s or something.
Terrible.
By the way, Brett Ernst.
They were terrible in LA for the most part.
Yeah.
What'd you say about Ernst?
Brett Ernst is going to be on This Is Not Happening Tonight.
Oh, awesome.
Comedy Central, 12:30 at night. If everyone set your DVRs for 12:30 a.m. Pacific time and Eastern time, 11:30 Central, to Comedy Central to watch an all new This Is Not Happening with Brett Ernst, Moshe Kasher, and Hannah Friedman.
Dude, I walked up to somebody the other, this is like a couple weeks ago or some shit. But I'm walking up
stories,
in the Comedy Store hallway, and there's Brett Ernst, and he's talking to like two other people,
yeah.
And like they're like younger comics he's talking to, so they're kind of like he's holding their attention.
Yeah.
And when I walk up, I'm kind of walking up, and say hi, everybody. Right when I get there, I hear Ernst go, "You didn't read all 1,000 pages of the 9/11 report." I did, and I just pivot, turn, and I'm out.
Yeah, I never even stopped. I love him to death. He still thinks Iraq had something to do with 9/11.
Well, still, dude, does for real?
Yeah,
he's wow. a quintessential kind of guy that's like, ever since Google came out,
says they lied about it. Yeah. No, they're lying now.
Read the 9/11 commission. I'm like,
he also thinks that
one
Star Wars Episode One was good.
He never
Star Wars Episode One was good because it's still setting stuff up for the second and third one.
Oh, the one that they just did.
No, the one in 2001.
The Disney
2002.
You see the new one?
The Jar Jar Binks. Yeah, I saw a new one. It's okay.
It's all right. It's a remake.
It's pretty much.
It's a remake.
It's a reboot.
It's for children. You only like it because you remember the old ones.
No,
all I know is I left and I needed toys.
If it wasn't
Happy Meals.
If it wasn't Star Wars itself, it was a new franchise, you saw it, no one would be like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
No one would say that.
Yeah,
I don't even mind if
you remade it. It's fine. There's a new generation of kids. Just tell me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a remake. We basically made every... This is the same
movie. Right, not
movie
a sequel, a remake.
It's a remake. We made the Death Star way bigger, and now it's a chick and a black guy.
How is J.J. Abrams getting away with that? It's like, everyone's still calling him the best thing ever.
He got a lot of shit.
He should.
And he's not doing the next film.
Well, he already wasn't going to. He was only planning on doing it once. He was like, revive the franchise. But it's like, he didn't do it. He had Alias. The first three seasons of Alias were good. Lost turned out to be a garbage storm. Star Trek was good, and not much else.
Star Trek was good. Star Trek was good. You did a good job with that.
Yeah. It was good.
That was good.
But Disney is just like, we're going to remake the movie, and that's what the fuck you're going to do. And I respect that, because it is a new generation of kids.
I know. But you can still make a new movie. Somebody can't write that script.
What is that, beef jerky?
Beef jerky. You want some? I got pork jerky, too.
But Brent Ernst is the kind of guy. Ernst is the kind of guy that like never lost an argument in the history of time. And then Google came out.
Yeah.
Brent Ernst was like the kind of guy where you're arguing with him and you get so worked up and you're like, "Well, I'm not going to go use the goddamn Dewey Decimal System and look this shit up." You know what I mean? Every argument's like, "I was reading microfiche for hours yesterday. You weren't." Just like, whatever. I just concede because I want the conversation to end all the time.
Yeah, you just go fine. The best when he ran people out of that Super Bowl party, talking about how the Irish slaves had it worse than the black slaves.
Yeah. Man, that's Steve Runzizi's house.
And we're all like, "Dude, fine."
Shut up.
And he goes, "No, I need you." He kept going though, and eventually we were like, "I just want to leave."
You know what I could use right now? Coffee.
Really?
You had
it. Lick it off the carpet.
5 gallons of it. Yeah. Why don't you take that
Sam,
straw?
I'd be careful. That jerky is gonna make your fart smell.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
That's a fucking peppery shit.
It's peppered. Pepper beef jerky. For sure.
You ain't kidding.
I'm going to the doctor today to do a full rundown of all my venereal diseases.
Are you just getting tested for STDs, or are they testing you for everything?
STDs all across
dwarfism,
the board.
Dwarfism.
Yeah, but all the STDs.
Sickle cell.
Take a look. Get in there. Take a deep look.
You know you're fucking got that Comedy Central money when you're getting tested for diseases only black people get. Gout, like some rich people diseases.
It's a long.
I know.
Gout. Rickets.
Rickets. Polio.
What's the one where if you don't have enough fruit?
Dude, trust me.
Scurvy.
Scurvy. Yeah.
You
Hell
should.
Yeah, Sam.
Of any of my friends I know, look at his eyes and tell me he shouldn't be tested for retardation. Your eyes are very close together, like close enough that makes
really?
Me go like,
I'll pull them apart. Wait.
There you go. How bad was the ripping of the tape off of your ass hurt?
It hurt pretty bad. Not crazy bad. I mean, I'd rather have that happen than suck a fart out of my butt, for sure. And that's my own butt. Dude, I can't imagine. I was just thinking right now if I had lost that, if Kentucky won two more games.
Were you practicing, sitting at home and you had taped a funnel to your ass?
I was really
sucking
worried.
Your own farts.
I thought the first few rounds were the way I was going to get you, or the SEC championship game. I thought that was going to be the one that we were going
to
face a test.
I can't believe I made it to the Final Four.
Yeah. I mean, I really tricked you on including the SEC tournament.
Oh, yeah, he gave
that
you
was
a feel.
That was a straight bat, trick. Right? You're like, you say they don't lose the rest of the season. I was like, cool. And then he was like, wait, what about the SEC tournament? And I was like, yeah, you already made the bet. But you outdid that.
Anybody have any, does anybody ever really, unless a school you went to is in the fucking tournament?
Maryland went.
Yeah.
I rooted for North Carolina growing up. So let's do picks. Who do you guys like?
What?
For the NCAA, for the tournament. you had to pick one team.
I think it's going to be interesting. I think this is the first season in a long time. You don't have
no
a
clear
team
number one.
Where you're like, that guy's going
to. No clear number one. No clear number one.
Right.
I don't even think any number one is favorite to go to the Final Four. I think I would take the field over any one of the number ones.
I think
one number one will get there. But if you gave me in each bracket, will a number one go or will the field go? Every one of those, I would bet the field. On the south, on the east, you know what I mean?
All right. Hang on.
North Carolina's good, man.
North Carolina's good, but they're not. They're playing good defensively right now.
They're always good.
They're always good.
Too. Aren't they always good?
They're always good. Powerhouse team. So,
Kentucky's playing well right now. Very well.
Did you see Calipari going off on the seeding system? He's right, though. It just
a team
it
they beat was the team they beat in the finals.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
We're ranked higher than them.
They always want to simplify that shit. Like, no, Nate Diaz gets a year-long ban for weed, and this guy did this, and he gets. It's like, no, it's third offense. You can't just say they beat them, so they should be ranked higher. It's like, what if they're ranked number one all year, and we're ranked 20th, and we beat them last game of the season?
You wouldn't make that argument if that was it. If they're like, oh, they lost one game, they should be a number one.
It just doesn't work that way. Whereas if you lose one game late, you're
then. Yeah, I mean, and then South Carolina.
I'm surprised Carolina got the number one seed.
I can't believe South Carolina didn't go. They had four wins against top 50 teams.
What was their record?
They had a winning record.
They had 20 wins?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then they should go. And I want to see.
Nobody thought Tulsa was going to make it.
I want to see Monmouth, too. Who didn't want to see Monmouth in the bench? Just get one chance.
Mammoth?
Monmouth.
Is it Monmouth or Mammoth?
Monmouth.
Monmouth?
Michigan State's right back there again.
I think they're going to be.
I like Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon, nobody's talking about. They're a sleeper team, but those sleeper teams never get that far. I wish
they have the coolest floor. Have you seen their floor?
That weird colorful thing?
With all the, like, the looks like all the trees flooded, yeah, and the forests and shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I like it.
Have we thought of any new bag of bets, by the way, that we can put in there?
People, feel free to tweet them at us, and then we'll read them on the show, and we'll talk about whether we like them or not. Don't send us these dumb ones, like you got to walk up to Joe Rogan and slap him across his face,
yeah,
unannounced. Come on.
Come on.
Use your head.
We're all shaking. Hey,
would you guys willing to do a golden shower by one of the other guys? In a shower, ready to wash it off.
Candace wants to pee on us.
Not your dicks.
Yeah, that's too sexual.
Candace wants to pee on us.
Not your dicks.
I don't even need to lose.
How about Black Leslie golden shower?
No.
We get Black Leslie to pee on us.
No.
How about pee on Black Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down.
I don't see her agreeing with Ghostbusters coming out to either one of those.
Jones?
Things.
She's getting so much shit for that movie. It so sucks, man.
Why is she getting shit?
I don't know, because some people want to say don't redo the movie.
The movie in general is getting shit.
The trailer got murdered.
Yeah, they don't like that it's women instead.
Well, I mean, that's the way everything's going. That's the way it's all going.
No, but you definitely, like, the notion that people are sexist is about. The movie is concrete because you've purposely made it women to be controversial. So right. When now people are angry, now you're crying sexism.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
just put like a couple women in. You made it all women on purpose.
Yeah, you
so
did
fine.
It on purpose. Yeah. And now when people are like, whoa, what's that
And you're
that
doing
about?
A remake of a movie with characters already set in place.
Yeah.
That were
And it's an
men.
Institution.
Well, it's not an institution.
It's like, dude, let's do New Jack City with all Asian people. And yeah. It's just like, what?
Dude, they remade The Honeymooners.
Yeah.
With all black cast.
But that's all right.
That is, Ghostbusters.
I guess Ghostbusters didn't have anything to do with their gender either.
But it's like you do the, you know, those characters are so iconic.
Yeah, why would you want to redo it? Why would Kristen Wiig want to, who's the guy with the gray hair? Steve Martin. Why does he redo the Pink Panther?
I'll give you 12 million reasons why.
This is a great thing. It's lame. This is a great thing. It's already in place by a great comedic actor. You don't have to redo it. Ghostbusters was done. If Kristen Wiig, it's like if some nobody wants to do it, fine. Not a legitimate comedic talent. Where it's like, what are you doing?
Listen,
it's been covered.
The only thing I have with this, because Leslie Jones is an awesome comic. I had to follow her all the time.
It's hard to follow.
Really hard to fucking follow. Yeah. So whether she's comedically worth it, she's 100%. But whenever Saturday Night Live's involved, I get really wary if there's really any kind of outrage, or this is Saturday Night Live manufacturing the outrage.
Same thing with the roasts.
That's all they do is like, as soon as they put something out, they have these PR people who go around, write something about how angry everybody is. You're like, where's the angry people? And they get like four Facebook. Listen, if I'm in my 40s, and I'm willing to say that after you hit maybe 45, we really don't need to hear about your outrage anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're white and you're over 40. We know you're kind of pissed. You start at pissed, and you only get more pissed. It's like, we don't need to hear it, dude. I don't want to hear if a 55-year-old white guy is angry because one of the guys on ABC is now a gay character. He's from a different time. Uh-huh. He's going to get angry. Stop acting like he represents everybody's fucking
views. Oh, yeah,
they're
making a massive story out of it. Like, look at this column. Like, this is a guy who wrote on his personal blog that got 17 hits as his record before.
Yeah.
And now everyone's like, see what people are saying? It's like, no, just some guy
said
it. Fake
hit. It's like this thing that goes on.
They wait for someone to write something wrong so they can jump on it and make it a giant story. Same thing with the black guy from Star Wars. I asked Mike Lawrence, I'm like, are people really upset about that? He goes, no, it's like 9 people that are upset about it. And then all the news sources are like, look how everyone's upset. And they make that the story.
And it really, you'll Google it and you'll know it's like, the question is everybody upset with the black stormtrooper?
Oh, right.
And then people look it up going, everybody's upset with the black. Nobody cares. Like Cam Newton, all I hear is like, people are mad because he's a black quarterback. No, everybody I know that I talk to, they're his favorite player. With the exception of their personal favorite team, he's their favorite player. One batshit crazy mom who doesn't understand football write a letter to a newspaper. Her own kid knows more fucking about football because the kid goes, is that legal? Meaning, isn't that a penalty if you celebrate after a touchdown?
Right.
Well, about that black stormtrooper, a lot of people don't know. Like, it was so controversial that they cut a scene out earlier on where he had, like, the helmet on. You didn't even know he was black. And this little kid, like this little space kid, goes, hey, mister, that stormtrooper stole my bike. And then the cops pull him over and they take his helmet off and they go, we knew it.
Really?
Yep. And then they wound up cutting that whole scene out.
Oh, yeah. Probably continuity or something.
They just thought it was going to make everybody like more mad about the race thing.
Sure. I hear that.
Everybody.
I think what
podcast.
Happens is people are upset about a remake, and they just figure out like, well, let me think of a reason why. Or they're mad about, you know, a team, the Carolina Panthers. Like, let me think. Oh, he's black. It's like something, but really, you're just upset. You're upset that they're remaking something from your childhood,
right?
And if it was all like teeny boppers, if it was like Justin Bieber playing it, they would say that. They'd be like, it's all stars. That's what they're doing now. Instead, it's it's all women. That's what they're doing now. It's just like we're upset that they're making something great.
You want to make a lot of money.
Now
I have a lot of ideas. Did I tell you about Airbnb?
Explain it.
I already sent it to Ren Azizi. Okay, how many times have you, I said this to Steve, how many times you've been on the road and, you want to bang some strange pussy? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there's your wife back at home with an empty pussy.
Right, just waiting for you.
I give you Airbnb, which is just like Airbnb, but for pussies.
Right. Okay. So
rent out your lady's clam while you're on the road.
So it's used.
Make a little cheddar, and then you're in fucking Miami or whatever. You go to Airbnb, and you're like, "Where can I fucking park this dong?"
So in a weird way, your wife's pussy becomes like timeshare.
Yeah.
Yep. If she plays the cards right, you're goddamn right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then she makes a little fucking, I make money off of
her. Okay, let's break down how much money do you get and how much money does your wife get for renting out her pussy?
She doesn't get money.
She gets nothing?
How much money does my apartment get when I rent it out? Nothing.
Good point. I never
thought taping $20 bills to the apartment? Like, here you go. No, it's my pussy and I'm renting it out.
Okay.
I don't think that makes me an asshole here.
Okay.
This is
where we probably should go in.
It's your pussy. She gets nothing. Oh, the apartment doesn't.
She gets to get fucked. Why is everybody acting like that's not a great reward?
Oh, that's so true.
She gets dick from a strange scumbag.
They're not completely strange. There's a rating system.
I get 500 bucks.
There's a rating system.
So you don't just go with any guy. If you got good pussy, you wait for 4 stars or above.
What would you guys be cool with your wife going, well, how many stars does a guy have to have for it to be cool to bang your
for
wife?
For me, definitely over 4. I would prefer 4.5.
Really? You wouldn't go 2?
No way.
Ew.
3?
As long as he has cash, I don't give a fuck.
As long as he's got calves.
If he's paying cash.
I just want someone fucking my wife with calves.
Tebow, would you eat free tacos at a taco stand that has a D rating for the health department?
They don't have Ds, but would you? Would you?
Free?
Dollar tacos, though.
Free dollar tacos.
What kind of meat?
You would.
What kind of meat?
Oscaria.
Cooked.
I'd have to look. I'd look around. I would definitely not. Meat? I would definitely not say no right away.
They're called meat tacos.
And meat with a question mark?
Just
meat question mark tacos.
Meat tacos.
Meat tacos. What kind of tacos do you have? Meat tacos. I would definitely like look around and maybe see what's going on.
Let's see if anyone see if you're going to eat the dirty tacos.
Oh, Sam, you fucked up by not using this metal one.
Why?
Because this product contains a chemical known to the state of California to cause cancer,
birth defects, or other reproductive harm.
See, this one I would have liked to have seen gone the other way. And maybe we get this thing about deep.
Some weird kind of Bane setup?
Maybe like 9 inches into your asshole, and then you can go, hello? Like one of those old-timey phones.
Sam, could you hear the ocean when before you were?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I got a little dizzy there. I didn't know where it was.
Could you taste the salt water? Dizzy. Here's how you make money on a remake, though.
Yeah.
Cannonball Run.
That'd be good.
Of all the movies to remake, that's ideal.
Cannonball Run, especially with the Fast and Furious doing so well.
It's a 20-person.
And no one's going to be like, Tom DeLuise was the master.
It's a 20-person ensemble.
Where's Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds. Nobody's better than him. It was just like he was lucky.
The problem with that movie
What about those two girls that we never heard of again that were hot?
They would just.
What about Lamborghini tits?
Yeah.
The Cannonball Run was funny. They would do this as some serious homoerotic, like everybody's like
kind of
like a gay porn star.
Like the one Diaz was in, 10 Yard with the Longest Yard.
Yeah,
where it's like, oh, it's really about. You think homoerotic?
Yeah, like everybody's kind of like got gay face and does duck face, and everybody's good looking.
I can see that.
Let me see that picture. That's a nice picture.
Let me see.
That's a nice picture.
That looks something wrong with you. Ryan Hill, like good friend of Don Carlos Tacos.
You look something like from Lord of the Rings or some shit.
You really look like you have a tail.
Yeah, it sure does.
Which I've always wondered about Jews.
Can we use that as the picture for the episode?
Yeah.
What's the name
of that? Even better because look at me in the back on that.
There's no official nudity.
You look so serious. Like nothing.
I look so serious, like I'm really doing a play-by-play, and then there's my buddy across from me with a funnel duct taped to his asshole.
It looks like I'm presenting my dick to you, and you're like, it'll do.
I look like Simon Cowell. Simon
Cowell. The left is too long, but
you look like you're judging some weird bark.
Yeah, like the casting couch. Like
Simon Cuckold.
Let me see a pussy. Okay, it's not bad. All right, show me your tits. Spread apart your pussy list, please. Okay, how old are you?
13. Maybe. Oh, did your mommy know you're here?
My face is fucking hurts more than it did before.
Listen, sweetheart, if you're gonna do this, you're gonna do it. Okay. So let's not. You can just leave. It's okay. I won't be upset.
I'm not gonna tell your mommy. That's always a smooth line right there.
I'm not gonna tell your mommy.
Yeah. I mean. Depending on the age of the girl, of course.
Of course.
What would be the ideal age for that?
Anything under... No cock bombs. Anything under 4.
Okay. I like that. Guys, this has been a fun episode.
Fun episode. Fart funnel.
I think that our good friend Aaron has post-traumatic syndrome right now. He's going to have the shakes and the sweats while he sleeps. Or he's going to have to talk to Al, calm everything down, just say Aaron did the best.
We're actually, like, we fucked up so bad today. I think we need Ari to make, like, 4 phone calls.
Did we do caveman coffee and a DSI? Yep. Okay, that's good.
That was before you limped in and ruined everything.
Everybody's like, I missed it. Everybody, we broke the record once again for viewership. Thank you, everybody.
Now, we can't guarantee you this video is going to be out. Aaron, what's the vote?
No. Nope.
Aaron's nodding yes.
Aaron is
Well, we
got to
put it up
definitely.
Somehow. We got to put
Aaron,
it up somehow.
Aaron, can you send us that video and we put it out as a special?
iTunes download.
What about Viewmaster?
iTunes
Why
video?
Can't we do that?
Part of our contract. But if they're not going to put it up.
Yeah, if they're not, can we talk to them if they don't want to put it out? Aaron's put his foot down. Can you save the video, please?
I've got it.
Okay, do not erase that video.
And do not watch it and beat off when no one's around.
No jerking off to
Ari's fucking
blown out asshole.
I mean, we should ask them. It's our biggest one ever. Like, come on, please. There's no real nudity. It's a quick incidental dick by accident.
Yeah. We'll loop everybody
He didn't work it up to his natural beauty.
Aaron,
I think we saw that cheeseburger you call
an
asshole.
Would you be offended if I talked to El Magical about it? Would that hurt you as a person, as a man?
Say, listen, Al. Aaron spilled coffee all over everywhere. We're trying to do our podcast, and he was throwing coffee on the floor.
And then he started threatening to piss all over the place. He's like, I'm Aaron, and I'll piss everywhere. And then what happened was, it's like a little kid when he gets in trouble at school, he just makes up a story to his mom. And then what happened was, he goes, I won't piss everywhere if Sam will suck a fart out of Ari's butt live on the internet.
It was kind of
so
blackmail.
So we
kind of
had to do it, Dad.
It was kind of blackmail.
That's what we'll say to
So I'll talk to Al. And maybe we'll put this out. A lot of people missed it. I don't know how good the episode will be.
I think it was great. Very dramatic. Great. Yeah.
I mean, it really showed how little you wanted to do it.
Aaron, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this pot? What
be
do you
honest.
Give this episode?
Be honest. I think it's a 2.
I think it's like a 7.
I'm going to go like
only was because, our best
only,
episode.
Only because it took when we interviewed that rape victim.
So that was Dildo Corn, right? That's when she came on because he had the dildo on his
I'm going to give it an M.
Dildo Corn?
Was yeah, that was Dildo Corn.
Mature?
That's actually from the theme song, our theme song where it says,
Dildo Corn.
Why don't you come over here and I'll headbutt your ass? Because that was that girl that got raped.
Yeah.
Can we put a blur over my balls in an area or a little picture of a kitten or something?
Dude, like I have a better idea. What we should do, we should blur everything else but your balls.
But my balls. That's a good idea.
Just blur the living fuck out of it.
How about we just put a Punch Drunk Sports subscribe on iTunes?
Yes.
Right over my balls whenever it comes out.
Yeah.
Who can do good. That? Vanessa or whatever his name is in San Francisco? Black
Vicente.
Dude.
Vicente?
Vicente, yeah. Vicente.
Vanessa, the black dude. Who can do that? Vanessa, that black dude that does all the work for us?
Mixed up with Anthony Johnson.
Everything about it is wrong.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you want to join Punch Drunk Sports Bracketology, you have to do it today because the games start tomorrow.
Wait.
Games are tonight. The playing
no,
games are
No, but
tonight.
They don't make you do it by the playing
do they?
Games.
Do they?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You
are right. You don't have to do
Thursday
the
morning.
Games.
Thursday morning.
But
yeah, I'll get in. Just send me the, or Anthony Johnson, send me the email. Somebody email me the fucking.
Oh, do you want us to pick your teams for you, asshole?
No.
No, he's got another guy that does that for him. He's got a whole other guy that does that for him.
Whole nother.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Who do you guys got for the title? I'm going Carolina.
How many times do I have to say it?
Until I listen.
I'm going in Oregon, Carolina in the finals.
Oregon, Carolina.
Uh-huh. I like Michigan State. I think this is his best team that
Michigan
Tommy
State Final Four as well. I got Michigan
that for
State
for the third time. But I like Kentucky because nobody's expecting anything from them.
They're expecting Kentucky. No one's sleeping on Kentucky. No one's sleeping on Kentucky.
Of course they are.
Sleeping on them? I don't
yes.
see it.
Nobody thinks
Kentucky?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody. I would never sleep on any of these college programs. I'd never sleep on Duke.
Duke
I'd never sleep on Carolina.
Is Duke a 5 or
I'd never
a 4?
Sleep on. I'll tell you right now. I'd never sleep on Carolina. I'd never sleep on Duke. I'd never sleep on.
I could see
on...
Duke losing the first round. I could see that.
Look at this picture of me just hanging out with my Lucha Libre mask.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This has been the weirdest. I feel we lost a little bit of Aaron tonight. I think we were his favorite podcast, maybe.
Aaron, next week, let's try to be professional about this, okay? Let's try to get back to where your normal standard.
Yeah, bring a mop next week, bro.
Should we pour water on that and then mop and then like douse it?
It's good.
You know how you get coffee out of the carpet? Red wine.
Oh.
Red wine gets out coffee and then blood gets out red wine.
Yeah.
What about sauerkraut juice? Would that help?
Sauerkraut juice makes it worse.
What? Really? No, not the actual kraut, just the juice.
Oh yeah, no, that works great.
Okay.
That works great. And that
what's the name of this podcast?
Cleanses.
Everybody quits.
Sauerkraut juice.
I mean, fart funnel.
Fart funnel. It's
probably.
Fart funnel. Fart funnel for sure. If people are going to want to know which one of the fart funnel was, and that's how they're going to search for it. Fart funnel.
And I'm going to go ahead and I'm rooting for Butler and IU.
Man, I wish Butler would have
been. Every Indiana school I'm going to be pulling for.
IU pulled it together towards the end. They went a nice little run.
I think
they
were
ranked like
12. You know who might surprise people?
Fall.
You know who might surprise people? Virginia.
Yeah, they were good, though.
They were good the whole year. They won the ACC
regular season.
They
were one at one point.
Don't fucking sleep on Michigan
Late.
State either.
They lost barely to Carolina at the end. I think they're a really good team.
They're good.
Duke's a four.
They might lose in the first round.
Yeah, that's a big upset, too. It's a big upset.
Yeah.
And that was supposed
first
to be
round?
Like this super class.
North Carolina,
all right,
whatever
guys.
That is.
It's been a great show.
Wilmington, yes, it is Wilmington.
It is over. Jason, I'm sorry I yelled at you. And that's how it goes. I will admit when I overreacted.
Guys.
Well, you'll once in a while admit when you overreacted.
Okay, I'll take that. That's better than never.
That is better than never. Correct.
Okay.
Let's look at the positive.
Better Go to Caveman ever. Coffee, the coffee that doesn't spill. Sam spilled a Starbucks. It spilled itself. Caveman Coffee, spill-proof.
All right. Good times. We love you guys. Hopefully see you next week.
Everybody, tell your friends about this podcast and subscribe on iTunes.
Subscribe. Tell your friends. Tweet
the
episode.
Yeah.
Let's get this thing. We had our best week ever last week. We almost got 30,000 plays, so it's great.
Hell yeah.
All right? Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Suck it.
This is Punch Drunk Sports.